This is Opie and Anthony.
The real damn thing. Pure.
Awful.
Nice.
Where the bitch is at?
Where the bitch is at?
Did he give you a mouthful
of street, did he?
Painful.
Nice.
Wow.
Where the bitch is at?
Nice.
Where the bitch is at?
Nice.
Talking about
Mule.
Opie and Anthony on 94 WYSP.
Had no sled, but one thought drove him straight ahead. Go, man, go, be mush and Eskimo. So go, man, go, man, go, man, go.
I say, Opie, what did you learn?
May I help you?
Yes, butt plugs.
Who?
Butt plugs, please.
Spark plug, just a moment. Hardware, how can I help you?
Butt plugs.
What is it?
Butt plugs.
A what box?
Butt plugs.
A butt box?
Butt plugs.
I'm not following what you're saying.
Butt plugs.
I have a bad connection. I don't understand. What is it?
Butt plugs.
Butt box?
Mm.
Is it like a receptacle you're talking about?
Butt plugs, yeah.
What kind of plug is it? A spark plug you're talking about?
Butt plugs.
Oh, hold on.
Hello? What are you looking for?
Butt plug.
Spark plug. What kind?
Butt plug.
What kind of a spark plug?
Butt plug.
I just don't understand you, sir. I'm sorry.
Butt plug?
A spark plug.
Butt plug.
Butt plug?
Butt plug.
Never heard of it. What do you use it for?
Butt plug.
Huh?
Butt plug.
What do you use it for, sir?
Butt plug. Butt plug. Butt plug. Butt plug.
Yeah. Butt lug?
Butt plug.
I know, but what do you use it on? What do you use it in? I'm trying
butt to... Butt plug. Butt plug.
Yeah, okay, I got you a spark plug. There's all kinds of spark plugs.
Butt plug. Butt plug. Butt plug.
Butt?
Butt plug.
Sorry, sir, we don't understand what you want.
Butt plug. Butt plug.
I don't know, we don't carry that.
Butt plug?
Yeah, we don't carry it.
Thank you.
All right.
I haven't heard that in a while.
I haven't heard that in a long time, Anthony. That's an O&A classic.
Ah, the butt plug.
From a little CD called Demented World.
Yes.
We're working on the next one.
Demented World that you can get. Oh, that's right, you can't. Because the record company that put it out is a bunch of tools.
But we're working on a follow-up called Cringe.
Right.
It's pretty much done and ready to go. We're just waiting for the lawyers and management of this fine radio company to give us the okay. We want to put it out our way.
Right.
And until they agree to our demands, it's just sitting in a safe.
Yes.
Waiting to see the light of day.
The delay between Demented World and Cringe longer than the delay between Boston's first album and second album. Right? I think it is longer. Horrible.
We've been waiting longer than Guns N' Roses fans.
Guns N' Roses fans have to sit and wait for the album. Us, longer.
A lot of controversy over our next CD, Cringe.
Yes, yes, indeed.
52 tracks all mastered and ready to go.
52.
We got the cover art
chock full of entertainment. The cover art, very embarrassing.
We might have to redo the cover art because I think we took that picture 10 years ago.
It was. It was many, many years ago.
We have a great concept for the cover.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's been used elsewhere, the cover shot. It's on the internet.
It's been on a couple of covers of magazines.
Magazines, right. They've used it. but it's never been on the cover of our cringe CD.
So a little message to the radio company. If you guys want to make an S-load of money,
yeah,
give us the okay and we can release this thing finally.
That's how we have to present things to the company.
Guaranteed to sell a 500,000 copies.
You'll make money.
Guaranteed. We'll sell a 500,000 copies.
Wouldn't it suck if, like, another radio station played the whole thing before we released it? People bootlegged it? How pissed would you be?
You know, I wouldn't be pissed at all. I'm ready either. To just throw it on the internet.
I know. Enough already.
I'm so ready. But we're holding out hope.
Yeah.
We should set a time limit.
Yeah.
And if it's not out by, like, I don't know, October 1st.
Oh, we're just putting it out.
We just throw it on the internet.
That'll get the company going because they got to make money on it, and they won't make money if it's on the internet. Good.
If they have a chance to make money off us, of course.
Right.
They'll figure it out.
Look at Mark from Newark. Is this best of? Didn't you finish Cringe like 2 years ago? Yes, Mark. That's the point. And no, this is not a best of.
2.5 years, it's been kind of sitting in a vault.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we get copies leaked to us. I mean, tracks leaked to us.
Our own tracks get leaked to us.
Well, that's when we can figure out where it is.
Right.
Because they don't even want this stuff on the radio for whatever reason. It's gotten really ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
We'll figure it out and get it out there.
The lawyers got all confused. They were convinced a lot of this material that's on the Cringe CD aired in that form on our show.
Yeah, so that caused a whole legal problem. They're like, well, we can't put a CD out that has recordings of stuff you've done on the air, because then if somebody has a problem with it, they could just play the CD for officials. Like, no, it didn't air like this. We put the appropriate bleeps in on the air, but now we want to give people the unedited, you know, with all the S's and F's.
They're convinced we put the C song.
Right. Unedited.
Unedited on the air.
Yeah, because you could just say the C word.
We lost that battle so bad. They were convinced we put the F lesson on the air without the bleeps.
Yeah. Well, with
We had a song about the old mayor here, the Rudy rap, where Mother Effer was through the whole song. They were convinced that we put it on the air that way.
That way, with actual Mother Effer being broadcast.
And no one will listen to us. I'm like, no, of course it didn't air like this. That's why what makes this CD so special.
Opie, who was fighting our battles back then?
That's
probably why no one listened. The ice cream program director.
Oh, the ice cream man?
Yeah, he was doing it.
All right.
So that's probably why no one listened, because no one listened to him.
Well, if they want to make a lot of money, then give us the okay. Money speaks with these people.
Exactly.
It's going to sell 500,000 copies guaranteed.
Hell yeah.
All over the country. Guaranteed.
One of these days.
One of these days is right. All right, let's go to Howie. Howie!
Why wouldn't they say your name on the air on MTV?
Oh, that's okay, though.
No, it isn't. You're syndicated in 18 cities. Everybody heard Eminem's songs. Come on.
I'll tell you why, because a couple of the jocks worked for the competition here in New York.
Yeah.
So they're able to kind of, you know, pull some strings over there.
Opie, by the way, I want you to know, if you play any tracks off of Cringe, I'll be sending a cease and desist over across the console. And believe me, I could deliver it quickly. Just hand it right to you.
Later, boy.
All right. Yeah, I guess we were all over MTV this weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the story was reported on MTV.com that we broke the Eminem album on Friday.
And it seems that we were directly responsible for them pushing the date back.
That's what they're saying. Now it's going to be released, what, May 28th?
May 28th.
4th, the Eminem show.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up playing 5 or 6 tracks, at least 5.
Yeah.
5, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it was 5. And the album sounded great.
Pretty good stuff.
It was a real big deal for this radio show, and then MTV News was all over it.
Yeah.
But they just mentioned the radio station we're on in New York instead of our names.
Yeah, they didn't say the Opie and Anthony show. It was just WNEW FM New York.
Well, this is how it was reported over
like
the weekend.
Music station.
Check this out.
Hi, I'm Sujan Pak with an MTV News Brief. One of the most anticipated albums of the year, Eminem's The Eminem Show, will now be released May 28th, a week earlier than its original June 4th street date. Word of the change in the release came late Friday from Eminem's label, Aftermath Interscope Records, who, in an exclusive statement to MTV News, attributed the move to, quote, rampant bootlegging and internet piracy. As MTV News previously reported, all 20 tracks from The Eminem Show were first leaked online May 11th and have been available on various file sharing services, as well as from bootleg vendors on the streets of New York for $5. Friday afternoon, New York radio station WNEW-FM played several tracks on the air after reading a cease and desist letter from Aftermath Interscope Records. When the Eminem show does arrive in stores May 28th, the first 2 million copies sold will feature a DVD of exclusive Eminem performance and interview footage. That's news for now. Stay tuned for more news at 10 to the hour here on
NBC. All right, there you go.
Yeah.
That's how they reported all weekend.
Didn't say us by name, just the station.
That's all right, though.
I know.
People know who we are.
Of course. We're the guys that had that nut that claimed he murdered two people on the air.
Hey, there's controversy brewing over that.
Yeah.
You know that he called our show before that?
Yeah, I'm hearing something about this.
Rick, do you have a chance to find that clip? And we blew him off.
Yeah. That Eddie guy, the nutty guy.
Yeah, I'm still looking for it, but I'm kind of sure of about what day that
it was
happened.
It was the day I was talking about how those two gorillas messed up my TV.
Right. Oh, your TV when they were delivering it, yeah.
Which, by the way, was messed up, and it's
was
being
it
taken
broken?
Care of by
was
the company.
It broken?
It's fuzzy. Something went wrong.
It's fuzzy. Maybe you got to adjust the aerial there, Ralphie.
But remember how I said they rolled the TV into my place?
Yeah, yeah.
And then a guy, I guess, called up that was...
Right. He was trying to tell you that by rolling the TV or whatever he was saying, you guys started to talk all over him and he got real pissed. And
We laughed at him. Right. Jim Norton made fun of him and we hung up on him. That, people are starting to say, was Eddie.
Didn't he say, though, he was in the appliance
business? Yeah, he said he worked in an appliance store.
All right. Well,
proving
there you
that
go.
He's been trying for a long time to, you know, be a part of our show.
Yeah.
So we're trying to find that clip. It could be kind of fun to listen to.
Yeah, to bring the TV back. Did they have to, like, take it out of the place? And
No, they're working on it. Let's just put it that way.
At your house? You know what? You got to call up and go, bring me new TV. I've had it.
That's pretty much where it's going.
That's what you got to do.
That's pretty much where
fuzzy.
It's going. Hey, Anthony, Ron from Cleveland. Eminem just leaked cringe on his website.
That bastard.
You know, I think we should just throw that on the internet.
You want to do that?
That's not a bad idea.
I think we should.
I'm sure
screw it.
People would be pretty psyched.
Yeah.
Before we move on to a couple letters we got from fans.
Yeah.
We got to talk to Jim in Seattle because there's big news brewing in Seattle.
Oh, I heard about this, too. This is very good. Jim?
Yo.
Why don't you make the official fan announcement?
You guys were replaced by country music.
Not just country music, which is bad enough. I'm hearing... old country music.
Classic country, they call it.
Yep.
Classic,
70s and 80s.
Classic country from the 70s and 80s.
Classic country is 70s and 80s?
Yeah.
I thought it was like old, like 50s.
Your cheating heart will make me weep. Your cheating heart.
This is awful music.
Hope you guys get picked up, but that's
stand
it.
Stand by your man. Wait, Jim.
That's phenomenal, by the way.
Yeah.
You're not like Patsy Cline.
We were on an AM, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? This is good news for us. Because now we got a chance to go on an FM in Seattle and really mess things up.
Well, I hope that happens soon, so.
And quite frankly, we weren't getting many listeners through that AM frequency.
Manny, did you read the email from the guy? It said, we registered no listeners. No, the station, he was saying, registered no listeners. The ratings, when I read the ratings, it reminded me of Animal House when Dean Wormer was reading it out. 0.0. You have no ratings.
Awful. Awful ratings.
So, it frees us up to go to somewhere else in Seattle.
All right.
Okay.
But Jim
hopefully
was listening.
Yeah, you were listening.
Right, Jim?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to have good news. We're adding another market, I think, Monday. Week from today, so.
You know how touchy Seattle fans
it seems like
shoot themselves.
It seems like for every city we lose, we gain like three.
Right.
We lost Austin, but we gained what? Allentown, Wilkes-Barre, and Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we lost Seattle, and there's already one and maybe two new cities picking up the O&A show next Monday.
Yeah,
Albany.
I've been reading that.
Huh? Oh, in Albany. Sorry, Albany.
Albany. Yes, Albany. Hello, Albany.
We've never gotten a call from Albany. I forgot we were on in there. All right. Thank you, Jim.
Later.
Bye.
Listen how depressed Jim.
Yeah,
depressed enough because he's in Seattle. And then they get this shocking news.
Anthony, I was going through my mail last week.
Yes.
And I got a letter from one of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just waiting for a second. Oh, people, you know, they don't know how
Could you do that?
Rick, so help me out. Thank you.
Why is it taking so long?
Thank you.
God, you got to pick up the phone.
We're trying to set up something here. So I got a letter from one of our listeners in the Massachusetts area, Anthony.
Yes.
And I felt pretty special because she's completely out of her effing mind.
Uh-huh. But just when you were feeling special, I guess.
I know. I was bragging about the letter, and I was showing you today, and you got one today from the same lady.
I certainly did.
She writes us separately.
And I feel extra special, Opie, because look what I got with mine.
You got a picture.
I got a photo.
This
Jimmy, you want to take a look?
Oh, wow. Is that before or after she kidnapped James Conn?
Exactly. That's what we were thinking. She's a middle-aged woman that looks a lot like, what's her name?
Just
there?
Read the letter, Mr. Man.
There's a railroad tie and some sledgehammers in her future.
What date is your letter?
Mine is dated 5602.
And you're just getting yours. That mine was 5602 as well.
When did you get yours?
Last week.
Last week? Well, that's the fine mail delivery system we have here. Thank God the security's in place where they check all the letters that come in. They rip them open, then they put a seal on it that says it's been checked.
It actually goes to a different location now.
Does
Our
it?
Mail goes all over the place. I'm getting stuff that was sent to me 3.5 weeks ago now.
Yeah. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
All right.
Security. For our safety, though.
To backtrack, Brian, I waited longer for ONA's next CD than I do. Wait, I'm waiting longer for ONA's next CD than I am for a new Voss joke.
Oh,
God, I screwed
which
that
is
up.
True.
Okay, here
you
it
gotta
is.
Go. I stink.
Here it is, Anthony.
Yes.
Dated 5602 from the lovely Lynn from Massachusetts. Okay.
Lynn from S.
Well, the letter starts off, "Hi, Daddy."
Now, that might, in some cases, be kind of cool if the girl is maybe a fan. Maybe she's got a little something for you. She's going, oh, hi, Daddy. You know.
Hi, Daddy.
A little sick, but could be taken in that context.
"Forgive me, please, for not writing for many months. Daddy, I want to have Anthony's son, Joey, move in with me in my apartment."
Not my son, Joey.
"Daddy, I want to have Anthony's son, Joey, move in with me in my apartment." I'm assuming, yes, it is your son, Joey.
Is that who she's talking about?
Yes.
I've never met my son, Joey.
"Dad, I love Anthony's son, Joey, so much. Mom mailed me $178 for doing good work at her house. Dad, I am having my dog, Rock, move in with me. You have no say in it, Daddy. Mom told me you wanted my phone number. I don't know if I want you to have my phone number, period. Daddy, I have something to say. Here goes. I'm afraid that I might be pregnant with Anthony's son, Joey."
What?
And let me read that again, because that's exactly what she meant. "Here goes. I'm afraid that I might be pregnant with Anthony's son, Joey."
Now, did my son Joey get her pregnant, or is she pregnant holding my son Joey?
The Joey that she talks about that's already living is the same Joey that she's saying she might be pregnant with Anthony's son, Joey. Wow. Maybe get it?
Has she been having sex with my son, Joey, or is she pregnant with my son, Joey?
Joey's alive already.
Okay.
But now she's talking like Joey's not alive yet.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe
I'm afraid that I might be pregnant.
Sleep.
Oh, maybe.
With Anthony's son, Joey. And I don't think so, but don't tell Grammy White, okay? "Daddy, tell Mom to get out of my apartment. I'm not in bed with Anthony's son, Joey."
Oh, see? Maybe she's having sex with Joey.
"Ma is a liar. I have to stop now. Love, Lynn." So I was bragging, like, look at what I got today. And Anthony got a letter from the same lady today.
Fan mail from some flounder.
Yeah, I got the same one. "Dear Anthony, I'm getting scared if Opie finds out that his daughter is pregnant, he will blow his top." Now,
I don't have any daughter.
Wait. If she's calling you daddy.
Right.
Apparently she believes she's your daughter and she's pregnant with Joey.
So, wait, she's my daughter, so I'm daddy?
Yeah.
But then who are you? Wait, does she start your letter off, "Hi, Daddy"?
You're my father-in-law.
How does your letter start?
"Dear Anthony, I'm getting scared if Opie finds out that his daughter is pregnant, he will blow his top." She's your daughter.
I'm daddy. She's my daughter.
And you're dodging her.
Wait, all right. So wait, daddy, I want to have Anthony's son, Joey, move in with me. So how are you related to this?
This is like a goddamn David Lynch movie. It makes no sense.
I think she's married to you, Anthony.
She's married to me?
She's married to you. You had the son, Joey, that she wants to, I don't know.
Well, let me finish mine, and perhaps it'll open up a whole world of
maybe the listeners
enlightenment.
Can help us. All right, start off.
Dear Anthony, I'm getting scared. If Opie finds out that his daughter is pregnant, he will blow his top. I'm going for an upper GI Thursday. Anthony, I love your son Joey so much. He is my angel. Opie has no say in the matter. I will give your son Joey the special love he wants. Anthony, I might be having my Dalmatian Rocky move in with me. I am very lonesome with my dog. I want to ask my daddy if he could lend me $15. Is Opie your daddy? Is that what she says? She wants $15 from you, Opie? I used the $175 you gave me, Anthony. I'm afraid of my daddy. Can you write to me? I am very, very sorry for not writing to you and my daddy. I feel bad. I will write to you and dad often as possible. Take care, love, Lynn. And according to the photo, how old would you make her?
At least 50.
She looks like she's...
52.
Is that what you're guessing?
I'll go 52.
52. I'm thinking because of her appearance, she might be younger than she looks, but it's no younger than very late 40s.
Okay.
But, okay, I'll go with the late 40s, early 50s. She is overweight. She is old and matronly looking, and she's wearing a house dress standing in front of a wall.
Big-ass house dresses.
And she does. Looks like, what's her face you there from that Stephen King movie? Wonderful.
She just looks, I hate crazy people.
And why are you working with us?
I love them, yeah, right?
You don't understand. I have no tolerance for the mentally challenged. They really annoy me.
Well, this woman is totally...
She's a nut.
...out of her bird. And lo and behold, we have her on the phone.
Yes, we do.
Maybe now, Opie, we can get an answer. Who's daddy? Yeah. Where is my son, Joey? And is he alive? Is she pregnant? Who's her father? Is it you?
Well, Jim has figured out the relationship.
Oh, thank God. Jim.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah.
Help us out here.
Opie, you're her daddy, right?
All right, I think we got that.
All right.
All right. Anthony is Joey's daddy, and she's banging him.
She's banging Joey?
She's banging your son, Joey.
So Mike is saying on line one, Ant is his own grandfather.
Well, I missed the middle of the reading from the delay, but I'm pretty sure that's what I got.
Okay.
Anthony, I love your son, Joey, so much. He is my angel. It sounds more motherly than... Opie has no say in the matter. I will give your son, Joey, the special love he wants.
It's your son.
Oh, so she...
I think Lynn has been cheating on me with Anthony.
No.
You're our father.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So my son, Joey...
Exactly.
Is like...
banging Lynn.
Could be Opie's son-in-law at some point if they hook up.
There you go. So what does that make you two to each other?
That's what we're trying to figure out. Well,
I don't know. You're both fathers, but you're...
All right. Well, she's on the line. Let's talk to her.
Oh,
let's. Thank you, Jim.
I can't wait.
Okay.
All right. So here's Lynn. Oh, my God. It takes forever to put him on hold.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go. Hey, Lynn.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. You know, we got your letters.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been reading them, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good letters. Very good letters.
Good letters. Mm-hmm.
You did good writing them, Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Good letter writing. Good
now,
letter writing.
We just want to know a couple of things, Lynn.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Who is your daddy?
Anthony.
But, see, Lynn?
Uh-huh.
Opie got the letter that said, that was addressed to Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought...
But I made a mistake. I meant to put to Anthony, you know.
Okay, so
yeah,
I...
That was my mistake. I had just woken up when it was...
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
That's okay, Lynn. Yeah. Everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm your father?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
And how old of a girl are you, Lynn?
How old are you, Lynn?
I'm 41.
You're 41?
Mm-hmm.
And Ant's your father?
That's good. Mm-hmm. I'm her daddy. Yeah.
You're 68.
I have no idea. Now, Lynn, who is Opie to you?
He is my boyfriend's dad.
Your boyfriend's dad. Yeah. And your boyfriend is?
His name is Joey.
His name is George Glass. Wait, his name is Joey.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Anthony is your...
I'm Lynn's father, Opie.
So you're 60. I'm Joey's father?
Yes.
Which means you're going out with a kid that's got to be...
How old
is... Joey is 37.
Joey's 37. Yes. Opie, you're about 57 years old.
I'm going to be 42 years old next month.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So I'm about 57, Ant's about 60.
Uh-huh. When did you sleep with a rhinoceros, Anthony?
You got it.
I don't remember that. Now, Lynn, if I'm your father, who's your mommy?
My mother's first name is Nancy.
Nancy, and I apparently had a relationship with Nancy?
Yes.
And we had sex?
I guess.
And you were born?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know.
I'm also hearing, Lynn, that you have a baby due in August?
Yes, and Anthony's not too happy about it.
Why am I not happy? I'm ecstatic, Lynn.
Dad, number one.
First of all, I love Joey like he was my own.
Dad.
And you know something? That you're having Joey's baby is a very good thing.
Be quiet. Mm-hmm. She wants to talk to her daddy.
Okay. Talk to daddy, Lynn.
Okay, thanks.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Lynn. How have you been? I miss you.
I know. I miss you too, Dad, but you know, I'm gonna leave your apartment. I can't live here with you anymore. I'm just gonna take my dog and Joey, and we're just gonna leave.
No,
you know?
Please don't go, Lynn. I need you around. You're my daughter.
Dad, number one.
Yes.
I'm 41 years old. Okay. Let me live.
You're still my little girl, Lynn. You're still my little girl.
Dad, I understand that. Okay.
You're daddy's little girl, Lynn. Why do you upset me like this? Why?
I'm sorry.
Why do you upset me?
Yeah, you know.
Oh my God, you're my little girl.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry.
Does the dog talk to you, Lynn?
No, Dad. No.
Daddy wants to see you naked.
No, Dad. I don't think Lynn. So. I don't think so, Dad.
Daddy's home.
Please.
Your daddy's home.
Daddy.
Stay.
Dad, listen to me, okay?
Okay, Lynn.
For an example, when we were at Aunt Mary's yesterday.
I remember, yes.
Listen
to me. Yes,
no, okay.
Yes,
number
happened?
One, when I got into your car yesterday, and I had my ears long and curly, you know that.
It's so cute.
Listen, Daddy, okay?
Yes, okay, daughter.
Number one, Daddy. You turned around and you told me that I look like a witch because I had my hair long and I didn't put it up.
No, a good witch.
Daddy?
I meant, Lynn, damn you, I meant like Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Daddy?
She's cute.
Daddy?
I'm sorry, Lynn, I was
you
drinking.
You embarrassed me yesterday, Daddy.
I was drinking, Lynn, like when I had sex with Nancy and had you.
Daddy, I just can't live here with you anymore.
Please stay, Lynn.
Daddy never wanted you, Lynn.
Yeah.
You shut up.
I realize that.
Your son Joey is corrupting Lynn,
Opie. That.
Is Joey treating you nice, Lynn?
Yes, Daddy. Number one, we had gone out Saturday. He took me out to the outback, and we had such a good time,
Lynn, but the baby you're carrying is not Joey's, is it?
Yes, it is, Dad.
No, this is your father.
Dad, it was...
It is not Joey's. The baby you're carrying is Satan's.
Daddy, no.
It's Satan's child.
No, I knew
it's the devil's child.
Rick was right, Daddy. Rick was right.
What? What did Rick say?
Rick had told me that, you know, that I could have the baby, you know.
Rick is wrong.
Now
Rick must die. I just shot Rick.
Yeah. Rick told me that since I'm 41 years old, I have my life, I can do what I want, okay? I'm not your little girl anymore, Daddy. I'm 41 years old.
I want you to have an abortion.
Okay?
I want you to have an abortion and get rid of Joe's baby.
No, Daddy. I'm not giving up Opie's baby.
Suck it out with a Hoover vacuum if you have to.
Wait, hold on. Opie's baby?
Is it Opie's baby?
Opie's son's baby.
Opie's son's baby.
Well, my son cannot...
Dad, number one.
My son cannot get with you anymore.
What, Lynn?
There's no way in hell I'm giving this baby up. Dad, you have no say in this matter, okay?
I'm going to call the government, and they're going to take the baby away.
Daddy, I can't.
The
you
government
can't
is going to take it away unless you put tinfoil on your head and keep the signals from reaching your brain, Lynn. Put the tinfoil on your head, Lynn. Quickly.
Dad.
The government will find you. Lynn, quickly, put tinfoil on your head. Do you have tinfoil there?
No, yeah, Lynn, it's in my dad's cupboard.
Lynn, quickly, get tinfoil, please. Can you do this for me?
No.
Lynn, please, my little girl, get tinfoil and put it on your head.
What?
To keep the government signals from reaching your brain.
Dad, come on.
Why, do
come
I sound
on.
Crazy?
Dad, you were drinking again, weren't you?
Yes, I'm drinking.
That's right, though.
That's like I was when I touched you, Lynn, when you were child.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I touched you? I'm so sorry.
Right, Dad. Right. Oh, another thing, too, Dad. Okay?
Oh, another thing.
Okay. Dad, listen to this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell Opie this, and I'm going to make sure he tells you.
All right.
Number one, Daddy, I had $175, okay,
yeah,
for my payroll check. And you turned around and you took $50 off me.
I needed
it.
How
much back, Daddy?
I needed it.
Like
I needed it for gas.
Yes.
Can you say three rights make a left,
Daddy,
by the way? What?
Yeah, you
yes,
got two
what?
Jobs. Yeah, you got two jobs, okay, number one. Number two, you have two good paid checks, okay, and you took $60 out of my wallet that day. Dad, and then that's all I had to last until this week,
you know,
okay?
Tuttle from New York checked in and said, Opie's son Joey, his father makes $130 million, and he only takes you to the Outback. He is a cheap bastard.
Yeah, we had such a good time, okay?
Yes. Didn't we have fun, my daughter?
Dad.
Yeah.
Daddy, please. Okay, yeah. You don't understand what my point is. Okay?
What do you want from me?
What I want is I want you to write me a letter, okay, saying that I want you to write the people downstairs in the office from upstairs from where you live, explaining to them that I want my dog to move in with me, you and with me and you. And I want a letter written.
No pets allowed.
Huh? Dad.
The dog is evil.
Daddy, no, you don't understand.
The dog
okay?
is evil.
Dad.
We are bringing the dog to the pound.
No,
Dad,
the dog is going
to
the pound.
To move in with us,
the
okay?
dog's going to the dog pound. I'm coming and picking him up and taking him down to the dog pound where
Daddy,
he'll be gassed.
Daddy, please. I want
Shut up and listen to your
us.
Father.
Please, Daddy, can walk in
no.
with us?
No, he can't.
Know why?
No.
Lynn, know why he can't?
Why?
The dog is dead.
Daddy, no, just because you have a heel to crush your butt, okay?
Listen to your father.
Don't blame it on me, okay? Dad, please, I want Rocky to move in with Anya, okay?
What? You want to go to the moon, what?
I said I want Rocky to move in here.
Hey,
I
what kind of medication
my dog
you want?
In your apartment.
Hey, Lynn.
What?
What kind of medication you want?
I'm only on breathing for my asthma.
What?
I have asthma, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm on breathing for my asthma.
Nothing for the wacky thoughts in your head?
I don't have wacky thoughts, knock on wood.
Hey, Lynn, we can go down to the free clinic and get one of those abortions.
Dad, please. Okay, no. You're not giving me, no way. I'm not giving up Joey's baby.
You. The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah, I don't
the power of Christ compels you.
Yeah,
the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah, I don't believe in that stuff. No, I really don't.
Hey.
Yeah.
What?
The only thing I'm asking you to do is very nicely.
No!
If you can write the Burlington Housing Authority a letter.
Nope.
Saying that you have, that you gave your daughter permission to have my dog move in with me.
The dog is dead.
Dad,
no, the dog is dead.
No.
Daddy, Grammy is a beautiful dog.
No,
okay?
No,
and I have
no.
Proof of that.
You'll get nothing like it.
You want me to smack you again?
No.
I'll smack
no.
you.
No, okay.
I'll smack that smile off your face, that retarded grin.
Fine, Daddy.
I got your picture right here.
This is your brother.
Kill two Colombians anytime. All right, just checking.
God forbid. No.
We will let Rocky move in with you. As long as you let Daddy come into your room again tonight.
No. No.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
You look awful sexy in this dress. I'm looking at the picture.
Daddy.
I'll lift that up and put my head under there like
on.
A 17th century photographer.
Daddy, I'm only asking this one favor. Okay?
No, no, daughter.
And I'm going to keep asking you. I want Rocky in here.
No.
Well, then can we get a small dog?
No.
We'll talk about it tonight when I slip into your bed.
Yeah. You'll feel my beard and my whiskey breath against the back of your tender neck.
Right, Dad. Whatever. Whatever. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna come by
yes.
tomorrow and punch you in the stomach to get rid of that baby.
Dad, one other thing too, okay?
What?
Dad, one other thing too.
What?
You gave me a list.
I thought she was gonna click up and
no,
go, I
no,
got
listen,
you.
Dad.
Hang up on us.
Yeah,
yes.
you gave me $175. You gave me $125.
Yes, I did.
So you made me a list of what to get you for your for food. I went out with my payroll check. I spent over $186 on
so?
You.
So? Good.
Just because you wanted it, you know? But wait for you.
You know what I need,
me,
Lynn? Lynn, you know what I need? And I'll let you keep the dog if you do this. I'll write the letter so you can keep the dog, Lynn, okay?
Uh-huh.
Go to the supermarket.
Yeah.
All right, how much money do you have on you right now?
25.
25 bucks. I need $25 worth of gum out of the gumball machine.
What reason?
I just need it. Make sure you get nickels or whatever you need.
Oh, I will.
To do it, $25
worth. I'll lend you some money. Will that be okay to get it yourself?
No, you have to get it.
And how am I going to give it to you? How will I mail it or whatever?
I'm going to come there tonight. And you better have the gumballs or I'll kill the dog.
Dad, you're not touching Walkie. You're not going there, Walkie.
Kill that dog.
Dad, you're not going there, Walkie.
Dad!
I'm alone.
Hey, Lynn.
No?
Lynn.
What?
You are a friggin' lunatic. You're insane. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
You're crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not your father. Opie isn't the father of your boyfriend. You're a kooky woman that needs medication.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you go to the hospital?
But I am your brother, and I do want you to drink from the dog's mule and then commit suicide.
No way.
You're crazy.
You're a little wacky
Lynn.
There, Lynn.
You're crazy.
No way.
What do you do for a living, Lynn?
I used to work for Papagino's.
Papagino's.
That's the job. I left there.
And then what?
And after that, I got pregnant, and here I am.
What? What happened?
I left my job, got pregnant, and...
You got pregnant? What'd they do with the kid?
I got it in my stomach.
What?
Never mind.
Where's your kid, Lynn?
Dead in her stomach?
Dad.
Dead?
No. I said daddy. No.
Lynn.
Yeah, think about it, okay?
Lynn,
you know?
Where's your kid?
I'm due in August, Daddy.
No, you're not.
In August,
you're not pregnant. No one's banging you, Lynn. No one's had sex with you, so how are you
gonna, you don't think so, Daddy.
How are you gonna have a kid?
You don't think so, Daddy.
Not with my little girl. Only I get to do that.
Daddy, don't even start,
yes,
okay?
I'll start again.
Yeah, don't
again.
Start.
The baby's
don't
mine,
start.
Lynn. The baby is mine.
Dad.
It's your father's baby inside you.
No way.
Yes, it is.
No, Dad. I don't even when it, you know.
Didn't I tell you not to call Daddy at work?
Yes, Dad.
Didn't I tell you?
What, I know that. I know that.
What's
I
the
know
punishment?
That.
What's the
that.
Punishment for that, Lynn?
Dad, I know
what's
I don't
the
want
punishment?
To call you on the job,
what's the punishment,
okay?
Baby? What's the punishment, baby?
Dad, I
for
know
calling
you don't
Daddy
want me
at work.
Calling you at your other job. Okay, I understand that.
Yes.
I haven't called you at the job.
You have to suck Daddy's mule?
Daddy
at work? Or
huh?
I have to come there and put my mule in your face?
Oh, I doubt it, Dad. I doubt it.
Yes.
Dad, only thing I know is I want to get out of your apartment. That's all I want.
So leave. I don't want you there.
Thank you.
I don't want you there.
I right. have your permission to leave, right?
Get out!
I have your permission to leave, right?
Lynn, we gotta let you go.
Yeah.
Go get some medication.
Yep. Okay.
Go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Yeah, right.
See how crazy you are?
Yeah, right. Okay.
I'm coming home tonight. I want you out of that place by the time I get home.
Dad, you won't come up here, guarantee it.
Bye. Leave.
Okay, bye, Dad.
Leave that house.
Yeah, you don't think you really think.
Leave that house. Pack up and leave right now, because when I get home tonight, I don't want to see you there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Good. Leave.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
It's called thinning the herd if she walks out in front of a bus or something.
Ugh. Don't you just... I hate
Kook.
Crazy people.
What a lunatic. First, her whole letter is backwards. Because then it turns out that I'm a daddy, and Opie is the father of the kid that she's going out with.
Right.
And the kid is 37 years old.
Yeah.
You know what's annoying? If she was hot, you know how easy she'd be to bang? That's
oh, I know. Why can't hot chicks be this crazy?
Why do crazy people have to love eating so much?
Because if she was hot, that call would have went completely different.
Yeah.
why don't you take your panties off right now?
Get on a train. Get off in Penn Station.
Get completely naked. Now leave your house. Go ahead. Just walk down the street.
They're always fat with a house dress and that thousand-yard Marine stare. That's
oh,
so annoying.
Oh, God. That thousand-yard.
Hi, Joker.
Just looking through walls with her x-ray vision.
Awful fat.
Wowee kazowie. That was nuts.
She really is irritating.
Well, she's got some problems.
A few issues.
I'm not your daddy. Then a minute later, my daddy, I like the dog to the
daddy,
shut
no.
Up.
No, daddy.
I got no tolerance. Yeah. I really, really, I'm not talking about retarded people. I'm talking about nuts. Retarded Coops. People I empathize with, but nuts I just cannot stomach.
All right, we're going to take our first break.
Right.
I don't know what we did right there, but
that was a little bit of fun.
We did something. We'll continue. We got to talk about the softball game. Steve-O's coming in today, Anthony.
Yes.
Lots and lots to do.
And our first cheerleader here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
For the game?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We're doing open tryouts. All you have to do is stop on down if you want to be part of our celebrity / bikini softball game on June 1st. All right. Just come on down to the station and show us what you got.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Oh, next month, baby!
Yeah, sure.
94 WYSB.
This is Opie and Anthony on 94 WYSB Philadelphia at Infinity Broadcasting Station. This is Opie and Anthony on Philadelphia's number one rock station, 94 WYSB.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. We haven't given out the phone numbers yet. In the New York area, 877-692-1027. Outside of New York City, 866-2774-WOW. James wants in real fast here. James, what's up?
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right, James.
Who am I speaking to?
Opie and Anthony.
Cool, man. Hey, you know what? You know that five-plus thing? You know where you can get it? Over here? Yeah, I was telling you, buddy, over Memphis is where, sir.
What?
You were just doing a skit about a butt plug. You were talking to somebody on the phone?
Yeah.
About 15 minutes ago. I was over in Medford, New Jersey. You know where that's at?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know where you can get it?
Are you asking where can you get it?
Yeah, I'm telling you where you can get it. Oh. The man told me where you can get it. He told me what it was.
Where can you get it?
It's your tongue.
Oh, is that a little joke?
That's what the man told me.
James,
yeah,
so you're saying that my tongue
is the butt plug.
Oh, God, James. Woo!
And who told you this, James?
His name's Jerry.
Jerry, and who's Jerry?
He works at the parts store of a store in Medford.
Oh, so you called up to try to find one of these things?
No, it was there.
Hey, James, is the phone melting from your rotted teeth breath on it?
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like you don't have a tooth in your head.
It's like your brain, man.
Oh, my brain, I guess. Wow, from...
Hold on. Oh, hey,
hold on.
Hey, my...
You can't say that there, James.
That James really shoots from the hip.
This
whoa. You know that talking like that?
What's this, Psychosis Monday?
I know. What's
oh,
you
shut
can't
up with
curse,
that F.
You dopey, toothless zilch.
James, yeah. Stop cursing.
Hey, yes. Hey, listen. That's the pot calling the kettle black. Beep, 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 beep. I was out of money in the corn.
And hold on.
All right,
look,
hold
we can't.
On.
We're going to have to hang up on him.
Hold on.
He's cursing too much.
James, you're cursing too much. They're dumping
I'm
on the show.
It.
You're not allowed to curse on the radio.
How old are you, James?
16.
No, you're not.
James, it's 16. I get it.
How old a gentleman are you?
16, man.
You're lying.
Where do you live, James?
New Jersey.
And, all right. Well, I guess we're going to let you go, James.
Yeah, we've had enough. Enough lunatics.
All right, James.
Oh, you had enough of the lunatics, huh?
16.
Hey, you guys are pretty rough. Thanks, Barney. And see, I didn't say that word.
Right.
Beep, 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 beep.
Maybe if he started smoking Lucky Strike at 2, he'd be 16 sounding like that.
James, what's your problem, man?
I don't know, man. Like you said, some kind of psychosis.
What drugs are you on, James?
This is a natural, dude.
Have you been diagnosed with anything?
I need drugs. That's what my problem probably is.
Do you work for a living?
What's that mean?
Well, do you work for a living?
No.
Do you live with your mom?
No.
You live by yourself?
No.
You live in a home?
Yeah, that's what this thing's called.
Where do you live, James?
New Jersey.
No, but where? Like in a mental institute?
Yeah.
Which one?
In Medford.
Yeah, what's the name of the mental place that you're from?
It's some kind of rest home they put you in.
They put you in a rest home?
You're resting?
I'm trying to.
Do you have a roommate?
If I turn your radio station on, then I can't get no rest.
Do you have a roommate?
No, they won't let me have no roommate.
Hey, hold on.
Hey,
James, stop with that.
What?
So why do they put you in there?
For rest.
What?
What did you do?
Thank you. Oh, they just gave me my medicine. Woo! Oh, baby, now I can calm down. Whoa.
I do believe he's lying.
What kind of medicine?
That's much worse. Thanks,
yeah, he's doing wacky
What kind
characters.
Of medicine you on?
Pardon me?
What kind of medicine you on?
They got me on this course that's called Zoloft. Thorazine.
Great. All right. There you go.
All right, James. You all right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man, I feel much better. Whew.
Yeah, because the medicine affects you that fast.
Yeah.
The Thorazine does. Yeah, oh, yeah, man.
Why don't you call back tomorrow on Total Truth Tuesday
and
try to tell these lies then?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, man. I'll listen for your program. What time is your program? Come on. It comes on every day, right?
It's on now there, James.
All right, well, I'll call back on Total Truth Tuesday, and I'll tell you the real truth about your butt plug.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, man. It's called Tong Anthony.
Yeah, say it again.
All you need is
a great joke.
Need is that guy and some beer, and you got a party.
Yeah, there's a party.
The last one.
I bet at a party, everyone gathers around him and just laughs.
Well, come on, dude, do the crazy guy character.
Oh no. Well, okay, but just this once.
I think that guy was kooky though.
Yeah, a little wacky, but then he tried to turn it into a bit.
Taylor, what's up?
Hey guys, I do psychology research, and Ant, you might want to watch yourself on the way home tonight.
Oh,
you heard about these like celebrity stalkers?
She's from Massachusetts.
They develop these like delusions, and it just keeps building and building.
Like Mrs. David Letterman, remember her? She used to turn up at David Letterman's house.
Exactly, and then you get like the more you reinforce it, the stronger it gets, and then maybe she'll finally decide she wants that dog bad enough that Daddy didn't say no anymore.
Have her sneak into my house, and I'll choke the bitch right on the floor and do the world a favor.
Exactly. Do the gene pool a favor, man.
Right.
Well, she was definitely out of her mind.
Yeah, I think that may need to be put away somewhere. Get out of the population.
All right, thank you, Taylor.
I never understand the people like David Letterman. Remember Mrs. David Letterman would follow this guy around, and he'd go on vacation, and she'd show up at his house and just live in there like it was his wife. And then once she went to his house when he was there, and Dave, what did he do? He locked himself in a closet or something and called the cops?
He locked himself in his panic room.
Dude, yeah, Dave's panic room. Hey, just kill her! If someone goes in your house and they're a kook like that, do you think Dave would have been in trouble if he killed the bitch? Hell no. She finally wound up walking in front of a choo-choo train.
Isn't that great that she killed herself?
It's the best goddamn thing ever.
Ugh.
Someone goes in my house, they're getting shot.
The government should just kill these people anyway because they're so aggravating. They contribute nothing.
Right.
What is she, like that fat one that called, and yeah, you if you're listening. What do you contribute?
Nothing.
She should lay on the train tracks and just let her fat legs
get
run over.
She contributes a half hour of good radio.
Well, there you go.
You know what?
True.
You're right.
We need those kooks around.
They're called burdens to society, and they sit there. You know, the wild kingdom out there on the plains of the Serengeti has it all figured out. If there's some fat lion that can't hunt and lays down there with a broken leg or it's mental or whatever it is, what do? They leave it there. until the jackals come out and rip its throat out at night. You don't coddle it and make sure it's okay. It weakens the rest of the herd and the pack and the pride. It weakens it. So you eliminate it. Well, that woman's got no business living.
That's why, by the way, that's why I love cloning. I'm all for cloning. It's because you will not have fat retards like that calling
wouldn't
in and writing
that.
Letters. Exactly.
Exactly.
You'll eliminate it.
Yeah.
Well, those genetics aren't looking too good. You've only been pregnant for 3 days. Let's suck that out and start over, shall we?
You could clone them for a new type of a target practice at the shooting range. Imagine you just clone fat nothings like that, let them run loose, and you could just pow, pow, pop them in the knee, the head. They're just clones. They're useless.
And you get extra points if you can blow her hand off before she puts the food in her mouth. You can blow her hand off with the cream pie in it. You get extra points.
Like yodeling blood on her face.
Big, dumb fatty with not 1 ounce of stick-to-itiveness or willpower. It's all about your instincts, isn't it, you fat-deluded creep?
Yeah.
What is this? Garrison, what's up?
Hey, O&A.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I got a clip of that chick you were talking to.
Lynn?
Yeah, but she calls herself Gargi.
Gargi?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, hold on. You want to play the clip or what?
Well, where'd you get this clip of Lynn?
Well, it's I have a website, and I have it's called DJs That Suck. I mean, I have this little place on my website, but I go onto different websites listening to these demos, and she was one of them.
What is going on today? Garrison.
Yeah.
You're setting up for some wackiness here, aren't you?
Well, no. I have a clip of
Garrison.
Of her.
Garrison.
The demo.
Gary.
You're a handsome man, Mr. Garrison.
We have lost complete control of our own radio
You're
show.
You're setting
up. Just clones of Dynamite. That's the point.
The listener.
You know, oh,
just
see?
Clones
okay.
Clones of Dynamite. That's all you are.
Garrison.
Clones.
Yeah, there
Garrison.
We go.
Clones. Dynamite.
Garrison.
The number one.
All right.
15 years in D.C.
Let him talk. I love this. Yes, 15 Garrison.
15 years in D.C., and then you come in, ruin the ratings, and all of a sudden you're number one, but I guarantee you your ratings are not half as good as Dynamite.
Uh-huh.
Am I right?
Yeah. You know something?
Yeah.
There you go.
We have just begun, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm right?
No, you're not really right.
No.
I'm not really right. But
Garrison.
You're telling me your ratings are as
Garrison.
Good as Dynamite? No.
You called up with a whack.
You're a leech.
I'm
all
a leech.
You're doing is hanging on to O&A. It's your only gig. You're holding on to O&A. You got any people?
We're out.
You got any people to come to your comedy show?
And they do. They do. They show up, stupid. They show up. Why do they show up?
Garrison.
You segue.
Garrison.
I have a little DJs That Suck, a
all
little
right.
Wacky bit. You coward. You couldn't even be honest and just call and say, stop trying to force a laugh because you have nothing to say. Hope your mother falls into a ditch filled with razor blades, you faggot.
Martin, you don't have to be so heated. What's
the
anger for?
Hey, Garrison.
Oh, stop Martin. Trying to be. Do me a favor. Don't try to argue with the brilliant psycho. I'll step back and be. Stop it. That argument does not work with me.
I want to talk.
You're not detached.
I want to talk for a moment. Garrison.
All right.
I will speak with you honestly and openly. Garrison.
I'll be honest if you're honest.
All right, let's listen now. You're
right.
Talking about Washington ratings, right?
Right.
Don and Mike were in Washington, D.C. for 15 years, like you said.
Number one.
Number one by far. They did a great job
like
in Afternoon Drive.
Years.
Well,
right.
can I talk? Did
sure,
a great
yeah.
job in D.C. getting those ratings up. All of a sudden, O&A come to D.C.,
right.
We take over Afternoon Drive. They go to middays where they're doing fine in D.C. in middays. Opie and Anthony's ratings in afternoons took a nosedive plummet, which we talked about on this very show.
Yes.
Knowing, though,
yes.
very confident that we would do well.
Yeah, you're always doing good, but just admit that it's not half as good as Dynamite.
Garrison, but listen to me. We have only been on. Listen.
We haven't been on
a very short period of time in D.C.
We haven't even been on a year, my friend. And we're already number one in the demo that we need to be number one.
And
so
it's
congratulations
going,
for that, but
and,
just admit it's not the ratings
dude,
for
why
Dynamite.
Are you
but it's going
this?
Up. It's not done going up yet.
Oh, all right.
And now, if you want to talk about your boys, why haven't they succeeded here in New York?
Whatever.
Answer.
Oh,
all right. Thank you, Garrison. Thank you, Garrison.
Why didn't you answer it?
It's not
our question.
Why don't you
right.
answer
well,
it?
Well, whatever. I just wanted an answer, and I got none.
Why
thank
don't you answer it, Garrison?
More forced laughing.
You guys suck.
You are the worst, dude.
Hey, Garrison.
Stop trying to psychoanalyze and argue that way. You're a weak nothing.
Garrison, if you were a true fan of Dynamite, you certainly wouldn't pick a fight with us, okay?
Oh,
why is that?
Just think
about
it.
You beat them in the Washington ratings?
Why don't you have an argument for what they just asked you? I'm not being heated. I'm asking you a question.
Norton,
I'm not trying to force on them. Answer the question.
Norton,
be a man.
Please. If it wasn't for ONA, you wouldn't have any fans, ever.
You're probably right, stupid. But
no, but
I do because of ONA.
No,
so now I'm asking you, the anonymous zilch, to justify
what
you just
said. You're a third wheel.
No, Garrison, people are discovered all the time, and I realized this kid was talented, so we brought him on board, and now, you know, he's proven himself.
You're a third
exactly,
wheel.
Exactly, you
it
jealous
all
wannabe.
The time.
Come on, this is Garrison Paceworthy. Come on, Jim Norton, you're a third
what
wheel.
What is Garrison Paceworthy? What is that?
Garrison.
I ain't even giving him a plug.
Got dumped out of.
There you go.
You're not getting a plug.
What are you, a comic? You're a wannabe entertainer of some sort.
That's
you're
it.
I'm a wannabe entertainer.
What do you do?
I don't entertain.
What do you do?
I'm a student.
Garrison, you're having a lot of laughs.
You probably never were.
Garrison. No, I don't Garrison. Need to. I make a lot
you
more
never
than a student ever makes. So what?
Because of ONA.
Garrison, you
so
have...
what? Yeah, because of ONA, stupid.
It happens all the time. It happens creative. You know, someone has to discover you. Now,
all right,
Garrison,
I'll be honest
Garrison,
you
you're getting a lot of laughs today, okay? Let me just tell you this much. Just keep paying close attention to the ratings in Washington, and you watch what happens.
Good luck. You'll never be as high as Donna Mike.
All right.
Hey, a year ago, they said we wouldn't even last 3 months.
You'll never be as high as Donna Mike, but good luck.
What happened? What happened?
Garrison,
we'll talk to you on Thursday.
I'll keep listening to the show.
Garrison. Of course you will, because why do you listen if you don't like the show?
I just want you all to admit that
why
you
would
never,
you
gonna
answer
ever
the
be
question?
As high as Donna Mike.
Why would you listen?
Garrison.
Never.
Listen. I would never listen to a show I didn't like, dude. I really would.
I love you, Norton.
Thank you, sir. But I wouldn't listen to a show I didn't like. I don't understand it.
Garrison,
I didn't say I didn't like the show. You have to listen to me carefully.
Oh, you said you guys suck. You said the show sucks. You just said that, so don't lie.
That's because you all aren't being honest with me. I'm being honest with you.
Garrison, why don't you admit that Don and Mike don't seem to be getting ratings in New York?
I'll admit that Don and Mike have higher ratings than you'll ever have in D.C.
What's the problem with New York, Garrison, if you're such an expert?
I don't know. I'm not from New York. I'm not real familiar with New York ratings.
Obviously not. What are you from, D.C. or Matt? Where are you from? What part of that?
I said D.C.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Let's
but I do love
you,
Norton. You're great.
You do like me?
Yeah.
Do you think we'll do well in Washington, Garrison?
You're doing well right now.
Very good.
I appreciate that.
We're going to be doing really well. We're building.
You'll never be as high as Donna Mike.
Okay.
I wouldn't bet against that, my friend.
You would bet against that?
I said I wouldn't bet against that, my friend.
Oh, come on.
We're building a nice audience base.
That may be true,
DC.
But you'll never be as great as Donna Mike.
Just wait
dude,
and see.
You're not being
very
consistent
good.
With
come
your
on.
We're never be. Okay, well, Garrison has spoken.
In your weak impressions, Anthony, you think that's any better than Mike?
You see,
no
dude,
way.
That's annoying. That's if you said that ONA suck and the show isn't funny, but to say Anthony's impressions are weak, you're just dishonest.
Come on.
That's aggravating.
And Garrison, as far as making it, Ant and I have made it in New York and in many cities all over the country.
You're very successful.
I think we've already made it in radio.
Dude, why are you explaining
yourself?
Yeah,
but you won't really make it
liar.
In D.C.
He's trying
liar,
to bait people.
No,
we're doing
Garrison,
very well in
Garrison,
D.C.
We've already made it in D.C.
Yeah.
We're already
that's debatable.
No, it's not.
You don't compare yourself
Garrison,
to any other shows, you're
Garrison,
right.
We're already considered a hit in D.C. It's a known fact.
If you don't compare yourself to any other shows, you have a point. Yeah.
Huh?
If you compare yourself to maybe other shows.
Thank you, Garrison. Thank you. Good job.
We love you.
You're a liar, Garrison.
Love you guys. I'll keep listening to the show.
Of course you will, because you're an empty nothing. Of course you're going to listen.
Yeah.
All wannabes
keep
listening.
Keep cloning Don and Mike. Maybe you'll get more listeners here in D.C.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Hey, Garrison, I hope you had fun in the sun, because this will be the last time you're on
our
show.
That's it. Enjoy it. Play the tape back to yourself and your friends.
I will.
Good luck with that website. Good luck with the whole website.
Listen to that laugh. Do you just want to punch him?
No, I actually, he's a failed entertainer. And let me tell you something, dude. There's nothing more embarrassing than a failed entertainer.
I love you, Norton.
It doesn't matter. You're a failed entertainer. What's the matter? Did mommy and daddy support your little endeavor? They made you go to college?
It's pretty easy to get under your skin, guys.
Oh, will you stop trying to come off like the brilliantly detached guy who just wanted to get under their skin?
Look what I did.
Yeah. I'll keep listening to the show.
Hey, by the way, do you know what a .8 is?
I know what a third wheel is. You do too, Norton, don't you?
Yeah, and it's way higher than a .8.
Oh, don't you, Norton?
Believe me, I'm Theo Third Wheel, and I'm making good money, and I'm getting Hummers, and that is all that matters.
I love you guys.
All right,
keep listening to the show.
Bye-bye.
Hope your mother gets cancer.
There he goes.
He doesn't even realize how stupid
he
just sounded.
There he goes.
That's the best part of that whole call.
You know what's funny about the Washington thing is He's the same guy, yeah, that was saying we'll be out of Washington in 6 months. And, it's over. It's an awful thing. They'll never make it in D.C. And now that we are, he's very annoyed with this fact that we're doing
well. Then they have to come up with something else. They do the same thing in New York.
Yeah.
You know, the critics always have to come up with something new.
Of course. And we'll do great in D.C. We're doing great. When we went down there, the listeners that came out to the station... It was one of the best turnouts we've ever had at a station. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And the ratings going up.
Up, up, up.
Up, up, up in D.C.
I guarantee we're going to have a trend come out sometime this week for D.C. We're going to be up again.
I do believe Thursday.
That's a guarantee.
Mm-hmm. I got no problem with a guy that calls up and goes, oh, you suck. Or, that's good. But it's like when someone's dishonest about, this, just stop. Just make your point. Yeah. Stop trying to be smug.
You can be a huge fan of any show you want. But if you're going to call up and bash another show and base that on how big of a fan you are of a different radio show... You better be prepared that, your radio show you're a fan of is going to get a little dented, a little bruised in that conversation. That's all.
That's
Garrison.
I just don't like people that call up that he wouldn't say what he really does. Obviously a failed entertainer, and there's just nothing more embarrassing.
Look at the embarrassed, the poor embarrassed people from D.C. now having to check in and apologize. I'm reading apologies from D.C., oh, my God, please, this guy does not represent D.C. Our Garrison is a moronic Garrison, is a Rob from Delaware.
No, we got a good relationship with D.C. Now. So.
Of course.
That guy ain't going to wreck it for us. All right, Ant. Steve-O's here.
Really easy to get under your skin, huh?
Well, Norton, it was. You were screaming.
It's because I really am. Because if a guy just called up and said, you suck, it doesn't make me as annoyed as some little smug... liar. Like, no, that's what it is.
Okay. Got you there, Norton. Got you there, Norton.
That's a faggot with no point. Those are the guys that you just want to just drill your fist into their sternum.
I'm sure he's been punched many, many times.
And again, he may have a big, delicious mule. Who knows?
All right, and we got
a dream.
We got Steve-O in studio.
Yeah.
And our first cheerleader. That's what we were supposed to do here. But
take a look.
But Garrison ruined it. So we'll step aside. We'll come back with Steve-O.
Rich from... Philly asking if we're waiting till 5:20 to talk to a sane person today.
Yeah, we're not going to be talking to a sane person in Steve-O.
What the hell's going on today?
It's Mental Illness Monday.
Okay, there it is.
Mental Illness Monday. What's tomorrow? Total Truth Tuesday?
Yeah.
Whip 'em out Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
We just need something for Thursday and Friday, and we're all set.
Great.
Thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
I'd like to leave a big F.U. to my husband, the guy that's supposed to be my husband. You. You know who you are. I can't say your name, but you f***ing suck. You won't f***ing see me. You won't f***ing talk to me. I'm f***ing mad at you. How f***ing dare you return my phone calls because I'm still your f***ing wife. Next message. I'd like to give a big F.U. to my former employer who decided they didn't want my ass around and they simply fired me for no reason with no notice. Thanks a lot, guys. F you.
Damn syphilitic gorilla after seeing episode 2. Yoda f***ing fighting with a lightsaber ain't worth f***ing 2.25 hours of my goddamn life. It sucks so bad that I f***ing can't stand to watch anything related to Star Wars anymore. I'm going to smash everything I own Star Wars related with a goddamn hammer. Anyways, you, George Lucas, you raped my childhood. Bye.
End of messages.
You want to touch it?
This isn't happening to me.
Go on. Touch it.
I'm not face down on a pillow.
Touch it.
With my little baseball cleats on.
Go on.
While the coach is
touch it.
Teaching me a lesson.
Opie and Anthony. This is Opie and Anthony on Philadelphia's number one rock station, 94 WYSP.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony show.
Woo!
Just up, when man? You thought it couldn't get any crazier.
Yes.
An old friend of ours stopped by. He did 10 years in the joint for murdering someone.
Not Eddie.
No, I swear to God.
Yeah.
10 years in the joint for murdering someone right there. And Steve-O's in the studio as well.
I gave it to
get some alcohol. Wait, everyone get on mic.
All right,
and I don't think you're allowed to be drinking.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Hey, 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 come on. The man's on parole, right?
10 years you got?
10 years.
That's it? Get on a mic, though.
Yeah, dude.
Grab that one. Give Steve-O that one.
All right.
And, yeah, I kind of remember hearing about this. You talk about it at all?
A little bit. Every now and then.
I'll be like...
Hey, Steve-O, talking
to me. Steve-O's really effed up.
I'm, once again, pretty damn wasted.
That's good.
I'm going to
really
always want a wasted Steve-O.
Oh, man. No, I'm psyched. I didn't even know. Like, I knew that... you said to meet a guy, like, hey, and how's it going? I killed someone. And it's like... But then, like, that's why you're here, though.
He just stops by from time to time.
Yeah, every now and then.
Obviously, like, from time to 10 years, like...
Well, no, he's been out for a while.
There's a difference between, like, yeah, I killed somebody. All right, what'd you do? Well, I was driving home drunk one night, and I hit some kid on a bike, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, but then again...
And then there's, you know, I shot somebody. So how did this happen?
Well, actually, I was looking for a vehicle. I was in Manhattan picking up some angel dust.
Yeah.
Is this true?
Yes, this is true, man.
This is no
true.
Colombians are involved.
I gotta preface this by saying the story about the hair is really true.
Because he went to prison.
And the guy did his time. He's out now.
Where do they get off calling it angel dust when it's so slimy? Love that stuff.
Do you?
Yeah, half the cops that come for noise complaints don't even know what it smells like.
Really?
Yeah, you're like they're like, you know, you open the door and like you're being really loud. It's like, man, like good thing. Like these guys really can't smell.
Yeah, but you got to smoke it with your pot, right?
No, we used to smoke dust in just a bowl.
And it's totally indigenous to New York.
Really?
Yeah,
is it?
It really, really is. The one time I enjoyed it in Florida, it was sent down from New York.
From New York, so it's
Well, they mix it with pot. That's all what dust is embalming fluid.
Yeah,
and
they mix it with
mix.
Parsley, really.
Yeah, really. Yeah, parsley. And it's
drug
just smoking the embalming fluid. That's
yeah.
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 That's it. That's the only thing.
The embalming fluid is a fluid, not a dust.
Right. Yeah. I guess that's
so. I don't know why they call it dust, right? It should be fluid.
So what happened now? You're looking a cop.
Yeah, some dust.
Yeah, I was looking
some
a cop.
Some dust.
And this guy, he's like... He tried to take my money, and I had a crowbar in my hand. I cracked him in the back of his head. And I just...
How'd you crack him in the back of the head?
How did he try to take the money?
He was running. He took my... I gave him the, you know, the sale.
Were you in a vehicle?
No, I was standing.
So you're standing there.
Ooh. Yeah.
And how did you know he was selling dust?
I asked him, who got diesel?
Who got diesel?
Who got
so
diesel?
The guy goes, yo, I do.
I got diesel.
Was it white guy or black guy?
It was a black guy.
It was a black guy. So he goes, yo, I got...
Yo,
so,
I got diesel.
So did he give you a price?
Yeah.
And then you go in your pocket.
I gave him the
you
money.
Dig it out. Now, he don't have no freaking
dust.
He's just looking to get Whitey's money.
Exactly.
So he grabs your cash.
Right.
He grabs your cash, shoves it in the pocket, or he just grabs it and turns around and starts running.
He grabbed it and he was running.
Why did you have the crowbar in your hand to start with?
Yeah, that's my question.
I was 15 years old at the time,
uh-huh.
And I'm a young white boy in Manhattan.
Right.
What are you going
to
do?
And this guy came up to you, and he was going to try to rip you off with the crowbar?
No, yeah. I had it in my coat.
All right.
Everything's concealed.
Now, if you brought a crowbar, why'd you bother, like, pulling out the bill, right? I mean,
just
you
know, here, like the diesel. You whack him, you grab the diesel.
I mean, it seems like he was looking for trouble. Like,
he had the crowbar.
But he's also got a bottle in his hand.
So now he goes to run. Are you running after him?
I run right after him.
And
you catch
him.
I hit him in the back of the head.
And you hit him in the back of the head, and he goes right down.
He goes down.
And then you leave.
I take my money and go.
Now what?
Wait. Now you didn't actually get the drugs on. Oh, you know.
Because he didn't have them.
So he had the money in his hand still. You took the money. Was he going, or anything?
I don't know. Honestly, I was scared to death.
So you grab it, you run.
Just cracked his
no, you got away with that.
Now
one.
Who saw
yes.
this?
This isn't
yeah,
the
yeah.
reason he went to the joint.
Did you
wait a minute?
No.
What self-respecting black drug dealer gets caught by a chubby Italian guy?
He wasn't chubby back then.
Yeah. Back then I wasn't chubby.
Self-respecting?
That Garrison got to you, didn't he, Jimmy?
Wait a minute.
Jimmy ran to check out his approval rating after that phone call.
This is the guy he thought he might have killed. He doesn't know if the guy died or not.
All I know is I cracked him in the back of the head, and he was...
All right, no one died, because we ain't going down that road.
All
right.
He's living
in Brooklyn with a happy family.
Right,
I ain't going down that road.
They actually have had a reunion, and they shook hands.
There
and,
you go.
Okay.
But, no, he went to the joint for something else.
Now, what was the one you went to the joint?
Three armed robberies.
Three armed robberies.
Wait a second. I thought you were a murderer.
Yeah. I thought you went for murder. Did you kill someone during an armed robbery?
There were shots fired and people injured.
And people injured.
So I know I was with two people.
You were with two people.
I was with two people.
What, were you the wheel man?
No, if I would have been a wheel man, we would have got away.
Uh-oh.
Believe you me.
So what were you robbing? Banks? Gas stations?
Gas stations.
Yeah. So low class,
know,
bro.
Right?
It's said robberies, right? Yeah, now you only got nailed for one?
No, I got nailed for all three.
If you're going to pull out a gun and rob something, make it a goddamn bank.
You know, I'm sitting here looking at stations. 60K for armed jewels.
You're not dying, Sonny. You're killing everyone all around you.
You're killing everyone all around
now,
you.
Now, when you did these robberies, was it for drugs? Like, were you moved on to, like, more expensive stuff?
But actually, it was for heroin.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
See, because all you have to do, really, is put yourself in a wheelbarrow and have a friend roll you downstairs. You get all the drug money you want. Maybe you have a friend crack your head with a bat.
Hey, I've got some experience with that sort of... And
that's
like,
exactly where I was going there, Steve-O. Yeah. No one died during these robberies. So you didn't go to jail for killing somebody.
Now, if it's three convictions, right?
For reckless endangerment... I put hot gun in this guy's mouth. I was going to blow his head off.
Oh.
How'd you get caught?
Wait. Armed robbery just came down to reckless endangerment?
Yeah. So it was a lot. It was...
It was like you intended to do the armed robbery, but you only actually like...
Well, I shot... There were shots fired. I put the gun in the guy's mouth, and I said, if you do not open up the cash register, I will pull the trigger, and your brains will be splattered.
And how did
And did he release Johnny for a $1,000 certified check?
I know, but how did you get away with that? And, like, you know, like what lawyer got you reckless endangerment for that?
Actually, thank God for public offenders.
Oh, you got a public defender? So now you go to court, and they give you how many years?
Well, they wanted to give me 10 to 20.
10 to 20.
I didn't take it.
All right.
Took 7.5 to 15.
And you served?
10.
10. And how was that for you?
And where do you fit in the other convictions, like for armed robbery?
What do you mean?
I guess that was for the whole schmear.
It was all the whole schmear.
Yeah, that was the whole schmear.
The whole schmear.
So now you
once
get...
they had you, they said, oh, right. now we've got...
Other people must have fast and talked.
Yes, exactly. All right.
Did the guys that you were with get caught?
My co-defendant?
Yeah.
Yeah, he ratted me out.
All right, he got less time, didn't he?
Were
he
got
you...
5 to 10.
Were you able to secure heroin in prison?
All the time.
Now, I got to ask you, did you get nailed in the...
Not once.
No.
Not once.
Did they try?
No one tried.
No one tried to get you?
Nope.
It's almost insulting, isn't it?
Just walking around nude in the cell block. Hello!
Dropping soap, though. Yelling, oops.
So no one does.
It's in the cafeteria, though.
I think, honestly, asking a guy if she looks fat in a dress.
You just...
Well, you want to know something? Let me tell you something.
No way.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you straight up. Because a man will tell you straight up if he got... screwed
I think
will tell you, because you want to know something, no matter how you are, four people come up on you and roll you and take your ass. You want to know something? You can't stop that. Ooh. I don't care what anybody says.
Who'd want to?
Oh, my God.
Just remember, it's not gay if you don't push back.
Yeah. Hey.
Jeez.
If your bros are filming it, it is not gay.
All right, so no one died, Anthony. No one died in that, but he did serve time for an armed robbery.
All right. So we got to the bottom of that. Now, your girlfriend D is naked outside of the door.
What's
there,
D doing naked?
Nice.
Steve-O's girlfriend D.
Bring that lunatic in here.
We had a great time with these two last time they were in New York.
Hey, D, how you doing?
Hey.
There she is.
Hey, D, watch out. This guy's
look
bowing.
How bubbly she is.
What?
What?
You want to fight?
What is she saying?
Hey, you want to fight?
How you doing today, Dave?
I'm good.
You doing good?
Yeah.
I see you got yourself a beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been going all day?
Yeah.
That's cool.
6 a.m.
Since about 6 a.m., you're drinking. And anything else? Any fun? No chemicals?
Are
you holding out on her? Come on, you slouch. Give her a toot.
She didn't give me that.
A toot. I'm like, I'm so 80s.
I don't know, man.
I've been doing it.
Oh my goodness!
Like, all day.
Look at her. She just lifted her shirt up, and she's showing those lovelies.
Hey, not only are these boobs beautiful,
yes, Steve-O.
She's got deadly accuracy, rolling pool balls out of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I
like,
didn't know I had.
What, do you lean over pool table and drop the ball down her cleavage?
Back.
Yeah.
Done.
Leans forward. Because I had this idea. I'm like, man, you're a nifty way
and
to break
the light
bulb. I need
another lump on my head.
What?
We came here basically like with the entire concept that dropping a light bulb. Wait, no. Dropping a light pool
ball.
Yeah, the pool ball. Dropping on a man's head just never gets old. That's why I've got my hair so closely shaven, you know, because like I want to see some lumps.
Cue balls are, now it doesn't take much height for them to start hurting when they drop on your head.
It hurts,
like bleeding, yeah.
Like from her boobs to the ground, like hurts.
Oh,
that'll stay funny probably three times. And then
well, let's do.
Do you have a cue ball with you?
Yeah, let's do some things.
Eight ball. Yeah.
An eight ball. Oh, okay, that makes more sense. Could we see that one?
Oh man!
Could you roll it off your boobs and knock him in the head?
I think we can pretty much keep doing that for hours.
And it's so much better than a Cleveland steamer because you don't have to bring Saran wrap.
You want to get this done before the break there?
Well, yeah, let's do that really
all
quick.
Right,
I'd love
right.
to see
let's
that.
Let's check out this little thing.
It's hysterical. Man, it's crazy how I came in here during the commercial break and like...
You have raging lesbians, too.
We were on
where? Outside?
She's like, I knew I was here for a reason.
Oh, really?
They're trying out for our softball.
Do you like chicks, D? You into chicks at all?
She likes everything. Look at her.
You like girls? Yeah. Anything?
Yeah.
Is she having all-over tan? Do you like...
Are you tan everywhere?
Because you took your shirt off.
And she's no longer sporting the racing stripes.
Really?
No.
I got rid of that. We've got a bald eagle.
Uh-oh. Oh, really?
He's lying.
You didn't completely go down a wood floor? You're not supporting the JonBenet Ramsey type hairstyle?
I mean, I'm pretty into the George Michael stubble.
You like the George Michael stubble? Oh, man. Let me see that, because that's pretty heavy.
All right, it's a real eight ball. And she's just going to roll it off her boobs on the top of your head there. We got to mic Steve-O for this, because I'm sure he's going to have to get down to the floor.
Steve, what do you lay on the...
Like, simply with the goal to break a light bulb, you know? I think the light bulb actually, even though, like, it cut my head, like, it cushioned the blow. Like, we're going to find out.
Did it? Because that's got to hurt, man.
I mean, purpose,
you think? The light bulb's cushioned the blow, but, like... I just know the more it hurts, the more funny it's going to just...
Absolutely right, man. What, do you lay down or you sit?
She gets naked, right? It's more of a... All
right.
Boobs,
I need.
Well, yeah.
D is now topless,
we're not,
ain't
not light bulbs anymore.
There you go.
D's got the eight ball between her lovely, lovely.
Yeah. Oh, the shirt's coming completely off now.
Top half. Nice, nice, nice.
Should we just go for a back of the dome right now?
All right, we're gonna mic Steve.
Oh, he's on his knees and elbows. He's very close to
it. Don't worry, it's just gonna hurt more.
Ow!
Oh my God!
Are you insane?
Oh my God! Dude, how does that feel?
What is that? Is that hurt really bad?
It's like when you stick your hand under hot water and it's so hot, like you can't even tell it's hot. Like, don't worry, like that's just gonna stay funny. I got a lot of things to talk about today that I probably shouldn't.
All right, well, why don't we take a break and we'll get into it.
Yeah, right. You know, we'll just drop the pool ball in my head a bunch.
I would definitely be into seeing that like 10 more times.
Yeah, did you hear that?
And,
nice. Are we plugging anything today, too? No one knows.
All right. They don't know. Oh, you okay, man? Let me see a bump.
I don't know, man. That's not a good spot really to check for.
Yeah, you got to get it like right at one of the sides.
What we got to do is like...
Yeah, we'll take some shots of all the areas.
Accurate.
Yeah, that was pretty good, man.
I didn't know I had.
Anthony, as we go to break, we got a stupid little song from Hayseed... Hell? Huh? Oh, yeah. Hayseed Dixie. Remember those guys that did the AC/DC songs?
Uh-huh.
Man,
check out this, too.
Are super bummed if I smoke in here?
Yep.
Yeah, do what you want.
Do what you want. If you give us good radio, who cares? Check this out.
Keeping your poop in a jar till the day you come back. But don't forget just what you are. Yeah, keeping your poop in a jar. You thought you took everything. But you left something behind me. I scooped it out, I bottled it up, and now it's there on a stand by the bed to remind me in case I ever forget.
You're just a piece of poop. Keeping your poop in a jar till the day you come back. So don't forget just what you are. Yeah, keeping your poop in a jar.
I'll play me some rounds. Once, so I opened the lid for a smell. It all came back to me, baby. One vaporous rush, I remembered you well. How could I ever forget? Oh, you're a piece of poop. I'm keeping your poop in a jar till the day you come back. So I don't forget just what you are. Yeah, I'm keeping your poop in a jar. Keeping your poop in a jar till the day you come back. So don't forget just what you are. Yeah, keeping your poop in a jar. Keeping your poop in a jar. Keeping your poop in a jar. Keeping your poop in a jar.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show.
Ah, Venom energy drink.
Yes, Venom. It's perfect when you need a boost in the morning. Maybe you're going out. Whatever you're doing, there's plenty of occasions where maybe you need a boost of energy. Venom's going to do it for you. And it's so convenient. 8-ounce can. Perfect to take with you on the go. Take it to the party. Makes a great mixer, too. So you want to throw, some Jack in there, vodka, whatever. Makes a good mixer, and it keeps you going during the party. You're not going to peter out early. You hang around till the end. That's when you get the chicks at the party. And if you're mixing it with the Venom, you won't care what they look like.
Oh, boy.
Venom, high-potency energy drink. It has higher levels of the energy ingredients than the competition. Yeah. It's invigorating flavors. And it's sold in convenience stores in that 8-ounce can. Perfect for when you need the energy hit. Venom, high-potency energy drink with the instant bite.
This is Opie and Anthony on 94 WYSB Philadelphia and Infinity Broadcasting Station. Opie and Anthony. Opie and Anthony.
On 94
WYSB.
Show today. Oh man, Steve-O in the studio. It's never boring when he's in here. He's feeling his head to see if he's got a lump yet.
We were talking about that whole eight ball thing he just did right before we went to break. The lovely D took her shirt off, took an eight ball from a pool table, rolled it through her cleavage and onto Steve-O's head as Steve was laying on the floor.
I mean, like that was probably like a 4-foot drop?
It was about 4 feet.
Dang. I give it about 4 feet.
I don't know anything. I can't figure out the velocity and acceleration of that, but it, rest assured, it made a loud noise and it hurt.
Funny.
It was a nice thud.
I want that being a continuing theme throughout your appearance here.
Like the spot where I landed that time, like it's like that natural knot. Like
it's
in the
a little
back,
yeah. That natural little knot area.
Yeah. So I don't know if I got a lump out of it or not.
Why don't we go for the?
You want to go for the top
yeah,
or the
like a
no the right side.
Yeah, the temple.
Kind of the temple area.
The temple. Well, not, like the not side the of your head. Temple.
Yeah, the side of the head.
Like, I literally shaved my hair like so, like frighteningly close. So, you know, because I want to see some lumps.
Right. All right, let's see if we can't make a lump. You want to do it again?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, where's
D, you want to help him out?
Where's Awesome Garrett?
And there's the eight ball. Wow.
You guys are sick.
By the way, Anthony, we should tell people they got to go to stevovideo.com.
Oh, yeah.
For the last chance to get the extreme footage before it gets edited to a sale in store.
Oh, this was amazing. We watched this, like, over and over and over, your the last video you put out. It's amazing. It's sick. And you watch it, and you can't even believe you're really doing this stuff. Definitely cool.
But they're
going to
edit it for the stores?
Well, yeah, I mean, like...
They're going to calm it down a little bit?
It's weird. I mean, like, the thing about, like, the way that we've been doing it, like, I somehow or other, like, in a way, like, kind of bumped Girls Gone Wild out of, like, late-night television commercials. Like, I've had this, like, Steve-O video, like, commercial, and, like, that's, like, you can, like, get distribution going, like, sell so many copies, but, whether or not, like, millions of people have bought the video, simple fact is that millions and millions of people know it exists in the first place, right? You know?
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, because the whole point of it is it's just so unacceptable for TV. That, like, the
absolutely.
Only way is,
there's no way you can even show pieces of this.
Yeah, and, like, we haven't had any standards to be rated by. Like, there's not been, like... Are, you know, it's just like,
no, there's no rating this thing.
Such garbage, like,
garbage.
I mean, honestly, and now, like we've really done well to let everyone know, like, this video's out there. Like, people have seen it, like, maybe they don't want to call up with their credit card and, like, you know. And
they
now,
just picture Steve, like, with all the credit card numbers going out to eat, copping drugs.
Totally.
Like, totally. Credit card numbers. Look, dude.
But now, like, not a lot of products hit the shelves, like, with, like, $250,000, like, spent on advertising before even... So people don't have to, like, read the back cover. They're like, oh, there it is, you know? Like,
and they know exactly what they're getting.
Yeah, but for them to see it on a shelf means we're going to lose a lot of footage, you know? Like, we really, like, they're going to, like, force us to, like, tone it down, like, to make it, like, retail acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, hey, man, I never said I wasn't going to sell out.
What are they getting rid of? What's
man.
This? Are they getting rid of the vodka ID?
That's
Is he on fire on the table?
No, with like that.
Oh, they got rid of D on fire?
Oh, man, that was for the Too Hot to Exist video.
Yeah.
I'm not actually sure, like, what the implications are, but I just know that, like...
Jacking it on the desk?
Yeah, like, that's going to have a tough time.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, what it is, but it's pretty much, like, we're here to say, hey, like, if you haven't joined the Steve-O army yet, you know, like, do it now, because let's just keep the full-on, like... You know, full level of just how...
Balls out of control.
I want to see another eight ball hit.
I got to see this again. This never, ever old.
We really got to mic them better this time so you hear the thud
get
on the
mic down there.
I'm going to tilt it over so we get, like, the temple kind of...
And it's kind of hard for us because I know all we want to do is go, like, oh, right when it hits, but let's try to be quiet so we can hear the thud and Steve's reaction.
I'm going top of the head, I think, for the best moment.
And any excuse to get D's shirt off is a winner in this studio.
Everyone wins.
Oh,
all right, D completely topless again, Anthony. She's got the eight ball between her boobies.
Yeah, here we go. Shh, shh, shh.
I think we got points.
You think you have bumpage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just...
Oh, my God.
That sounded great, dude.
Sweet.
Wow. Wow.
Because I'm not ahead. Like, you guys need to actually school me and, like, yeah, just keep it off, D. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you. See, now she's just sitting with her shirt off, Opie.
Yeah, well, that's what she does.
I don't know. Did you notice? She's sitting with her shirt off.
Beautiful.
Now, you guys have to teach me how to voice my true frustration about this circumcision business without getting...
Yeah,
like,
I hear you have, like, a problem with it. Just if you're going to mention the unit, just call it a mule.
Now, wiener?
No. You know why? It's too... In certain contexts, it's too much of a clue of what's going on.
Okay.
So if you just call that area, whatever, a mule, we'll be okay.
A mushroom pole?
Wait, D has a question. Wait, D?
Yes,
D? You said something to me about a mule. Did I say something last time? What was it about a mule?
Oh, yeah, you don't remember that?
I don't
Because Norton was talking about his mule, and you had an answer. We got it on tape.
Play. Got it on tape.
You have a mule? Yeah,
I
have a mule.
I was so readily accepted. Like, that was really on the ready, huh?
That was great.
Are we that cool?
Yeah, oh, we have
like 6 months in that.
We play that one all the time. We love that. It's great.
Yeah, I have a mule.
And she said, I have a goat or something like that.
Yeah.
I had a goat.
You had a goat?
What happened to the goat? As I try to look her in the eye.
I know. It's like, try to look her in the eye, and then they go, your eyes kind of move.
In scientific terms,
yeah,
is it wrong to describe a circumcision? Yeah. I mean, that's like kind of in the context of like what's scientific and objectionable.
Yeah, but you know something? They probably have a problem with it just for what we talk about
on
this show.
Just for where I'm heading with it.
Yeah.
But like, let's be careful.
What's your problem with it?
Yeah, well, if you're talking code, man, people will get it.
Okay, now, like, my problem is, it's kind of like threefold.
Okay.
Number one being that I have yet to hear about a circumcision in large. No, that was a.
Yeah, but they don't like that word, mule.
Oh, okay.
Mule junk.
You never heard of a circumcision that makes it larger.
I've never heard of a circumcision extending a mushroom pole.
Okay, good. A mushroom pole. That's a clever little.
He likes that.
All right. Now,
I have mushrooms.
So I think that we've fairly well established that. You know, a man's not going to be more endowed over a circumcision.
Oh, but
like,
right.
You know, and now it's also not a choice that someone makes to be my.
No, because you're an infant at
exactly.
the time. Okay,
exactly.
So no choice. That's two prongs of your three-pronged strategy here.
Yeah.
What's the third prong?
No, like this is the real problem right here.
Yeah.
This is the outrage. Is that like we've had enough like scientific research? We've had enough like psychology. We've had enough to know that developmental psychology is so critical. And you know, like by the age of six, you've pretty much got your personality set.
You're either going to be a kook, you're going to be a normal guy, you're going to be shy, you're going to be this, that. Okay.
And no one's really going to argue.
Steve-O, I'm with you. Sticking with you here.
We've got no one denying that the first experiences we have are the most important in the way our personality is going to develop.
Right.
So now, how does that make it appropriate to make an infant's first experience, the most critical one, involve the dismemberment of his wah-wah?
It prepares him for all relationships with women.
Right?
Emasculation.
Now I'm picturing the person that's actually in charge of this procedure.
That's true.
Right?
So it's too traumatic for the little fellow?
I mean,
traumatic?
Like the cliche of entering the world as an un... You know,
doesn't make any sense at all.
Steve, I'm listening to you, though I'm not looking at you.
We're all listening to you.
If there's anything you don't do to a baby, it's bum the baby out, right? It's going to have long-lasting... So here
don't bum the baby out, but the first thing they do is just the most severe bummage of a baby.
Yeah, and I mean, like, just to put into perspective how much of a bummer it is, like, let's say you weren't circumcised.
Right.
Would you be running down to get one right now?
Absolutely not.
So why do we do this?
Like, he says you would look funny, though.
Yeah, I mean, chances are, I mean, like, say how many people are.
See, what do you prefer? Do you prefer the?
I don't care, but the point is,
it's not gonna.
There's
like,
more people circumcised than not.
Right?
No, I don't think so.
So
yeah,
if you're
well,
not, then you're
not
like,
in the
what's
world.
Wrong with my stuff.
Now, Deep.
Or my junk.
Back to the point.
There was a point.
Yeah, back to the
point. Okay,
right?
Your point.
Let's get back to Steve-O's point. Okay.
What we're talking about is little babies that are crying, having a miserable experience that is never going to contribute to their girth or length. And now the guy in charge of this procedure is some wacky dude that, like, somehow just slices up the garbage, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then that bastard's going to try and tell me I'm doing something wrong for society.
Oh, okay. Now I see where his point is.
But he's
bringing it back to himself where people call you crazy.
Exactly.
Yet there's a doctor out there, and it's perfectly acceptable
for him to
disfigure children.
Exactly. And the scariest thing being that there's religious implications.
Right.
In his role in this procedure.
No,
and
the scariest thing is I completely am understanding what Steve-O was talking about.
These people are using their position in society as a sausage slicer.
Right.
So you're not the real kook.
He's not the real cook.
Like,
of course
man,
not. There are kookier people out there.
You know, I don't hurt anyone but myself, bro, man.
Steve,
dude,
you're absolutely right. Can we celebrate this revelation by dropping another eight ball on your head?
Oh, eight ball. Actually, Jay has a request on the line.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm going to go celebrate an eight ball in the bathroom.
Hold on, Jay, what's up? Jay.
Support you guys over here.
All right, thank you, Jay.
Norton, you rule. Hey, I got a new trick. If D and Steve are up for it,
yeah.
How about if D releases the ball? I think the upper boobage area is a little too PG for this crowd. But
yeah.
How about he drops it from the lower section?
While doing a handstand.
Do a handstand and then roll the ball out front. No,
it's
impossible.
We'll get
oh, like
here.
Your butt crack trail?
She can do a handstand up against the wall on a table, and we'll get more height out of the butt.
The eight ball.
I like it.
All right, well, you want to try that, or I just want to hear
let's
the eight ball again.
Let's just do one quickie, and then we'll get it. Like,
all right, okay. Another one. Let's drop the eight ball on his head again.
This will be the third shot that Steve-O takes this.
Where are you going to take this one, Steve?
These guys aren't, like, pushing me into this. Like, I sense, like, oh, yeah, that's great. Love another eight ball. You know what?
I came here
to repeatedly feel the eight ball.
It's so funny.
All right, let's...
And also, like, I just saw him, hey, open up the line. Any questions about circumcision? Like, I just wanted to voice that.
Oh, my God, D's taking her pants off.
But you're only looking at the negative. It is a circumcision, dude. There's a lot of positives to it, too. It makes it taste better, and it shows the little fella who's boss.
Exactly. It's kind of funny. Like, it's not fixed.
All right, it's not fixed.
Okay, all right, real quick.
All right, we're taking a video, by the way, of D naked, the eight ball, Steve-O's lumps on his head.
Oh my!
All right, we're miking Steve-O getting it. This will be the third eight ball he takes to his skull.
Right. Yeah, do it from the boobage.
Wait, you want her? Hold on, you want her on a chair, Steve-O?
No,
not yet.
Not yet?
We'll get the elevation. No. All right,
everyone be quiet.
Let's listen and go.
Oh, God.
All right, dude.
Are you okay?
I don't know. We're good. I'm not leaving here without
that's
some pretty funny looking lumps.
Yeah.
Steve-O. I gotta say, man, you're the real deal. The real deal.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
That David Blaine's a phony. You're the real deal.
Yeah, there's no trick to that.
Has he had a stunt since the Ice Cube one?
He's gonna jump into thin air or something.
Oh, he sucks.
You got a lump?
I think that
one. You got a lump?
Oh, yeah, I could see it.
Let's see. Wow, yeah, look, it's all red, too.
Nice.
I have a good lump on here.
Yeah, it's growing, dude.
Oof.
Hey, Steve-O, what else you doing today? You gonna do the butt chug and what else?
Oh, man, the butt chug. If ever a stunt was designed for radio.
It's okay. That's where we come in, and we'll describe in the best way we can what you're doing when you do the butt chug.
Yeah, you'll describe what I'm doing better than why you're watching.
Do we have to watch?
You dropped something.
He's falling off the chair.
She's the nicest hiney on a human ever.
Dude, get up off the floor. All right.
Yeah, like.
She's so cute.
I know. You wanted her last time. That's Mary. Okay.
Now, Anthony.
Yes, Steve.
You're treating yourself to a beer.
I got water today, Steve.
Yeah, water.
Ooh. Sorry.
Whatever works, you know?
Yeah. I'm just drinking
pretty
water.
Open.
How was your guys' road trip, man?
We'll take a break and we'll talk about
great
the road
time.
Trip and other things.
Yeah, sure.
You want to do, like, the butt chug next? Get it out of the way so we don't have to deal with it anymore?
That's the final daddy, dude.
That's the showstopper?
Here, but, like, trust me,
what
like,
about,
I'll
are you gonna like
pride that I'm pretty much out of here when the butt chug goes down.
Are you going to be jumping and breaking equipment today? Like
what about
time?
The...
I'd love to do a little bit of that, too.
What about the chair joust that you want to do?
Yeah, now that's... Are we on a commercial yet? Or?
Yeah, we'll go to commercial and then we'll
commercial and figure, it
figure out.
Out
what we're going
to
do.
I'm not going to let you down.
Someone wants you to drop the eight ball on your package.
You know, like...
No.
That's like, I mean...
Just the fact that you have to think about that.
Yeah, I mean...
He's thinking it over.
I think if I could have, like, what wiener I do have, like, to, like, protect... I can only really, like, help out one ball.
Like, you'd have to sacrifice one.
Yeah. But you guys are going to have to sacrifice something, too, man. I mean, let's make some radio.
Well, I won't be dropping an eight ball.
I'm just saying, let's go to commercial and figure it out. But I think I'm here to make opening Anthony a little tougher today. And a lot of people are listening.
Dude, tall as pussies, man.
Yeah, oh, man.
You're the real deal.
Hey, at least we're going to commercial, but you guys are, you have
one roller derby. He's already taken three shots to the skull.
One roller derby joust between you guys is all I ask.
That's kind of silly, right, Dave?
You guys, do the commercial, man. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
The Opie and Anthony FU line is there for you when life sucks.
Sucks to be me.
Call anytime, 212-830-3785.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
This is Opie and Anthony.
Opie Anthony.
This is Opie and Anthony. 94 WYSP.
On the Opie and Anthony Show, you got to go to stevovideo.com. stevovideo.com. For the last chance to get the extreme version of his DVD, and because they're going to kind of clean it up so they can sell it in the real stores.
I'm going to find one way or another to make that crap available. I just don't know how. It's gonna go way underground. You'll be able to buy most of it, I guess, retail. But shoot, the way that I left it, it's not going to be that way.
It's good, sick stuff to watch, man.
All right.
Now, you know the old skit, you leave her alone.
What?
The one where we're holding the passed out girl's eyes open and, how do you describe that? What's a popular term?
Yeah.
You're taking care of yourself and
taking matters into our own hands.
Right, right.
She's passed out drunk and you're opening up her eyelid.
As we take matters into our own hands.
Right.
Thing is, though, man, that's Steph.
She's part of the crew, right?
Yeah, I mean, we weren't at, what do you call it? We weren't stiff. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah. You could say that.
There's more
than... Whoa, she's throwing stuff at you.
Yeah. All right, now here's the deal, okay?
Yeah.
I'm ready to do stunts today.
Okay. Okay? Cool.
We had an idea. I've got two good-looking lumps, right?
You did it three times already.
The eight ball. The first one didn't make a good lump.
Yeah, you don't like the first
on the
one?
Weird knot, the
last two
lump.
Made some really good lumps. But we kind of want to... can we push you down the stairs on a chair, on a rolling chair, down Club Stinky Stairs?
It's never going to not be funny. here's the thing, okay? I remember from the last time I was here, we had a blast.
Yeah,
it just makes me thirsty.
We talked about D going out with Henry Rollins.
Oh,
nobody talked about that.
You broke our equipment.
Oh man,
oh, you didn't. Good.
A lot of fun. Now footage from that day. I heard crazy stories. I had people calling me up and saying, "Hey, your tequila stuntman footage got 70,000 viewings."
Yeah.
You know, when you make it available, I guess it's streaming internet web.
Yeah. A lot of people downloaded it.
Yeah, and what did the dive?
All that stuff is on our website.
Everything's on the website. Yeah. What about
now,
we heard a story after that day though that D pulled a knife on somebody?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
She pulled a knife on Steve-O.
She wasn't responsible for that.
No.
Hell no. See, these guys are already scared.
I left my body. The evil spirits took over, and then they pulled the knife.
If you ever leave your body somewhere again, look out for Jim Norton. Because you'll come back and it'll have strudel icing all over
it. Trying to suck out those evil spirits through the balloon knot, officer.
I told him I was sorry.
Did that not help you guys to have that? Look, 70,000 people. That was in the first couple of days.
Yeah, that was great.
That's
great
radio.
That's a good thing.
That's when I realized how big you guys are, and you guys have done nothing but get bigger.
People love seeing this stuff.
We got the video of you taking the eight balls to your head already.
Oh, all right, cool.
Hey, we got a chick we got to bring in here real fast. She wants to be a
I know.
She's been sitting out there.
She's been sitting out there for a couple hours
too.
So why don't we bring her in and
bring her in.
Bring her dad in too because she's with her dad.
Oh, I was thinking about the other girl.
And Dee wants to get with one of the other girls out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, here we go.
Wow, the girl's really tall and really blonde.
And really wonderful.
Wow.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
6 foot.
You're 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
And you want to be a bikini girl?
Yep.
For a softball game?
She is taller. We could probably roll the pool ball out of there and get a bigger lump.
Oh, my God. Imagine if she rolled the pool ball.
Wait, let's
see. Hold on. You could hold your boobs together to actually hold the pool ball.
Wait.
That thing would definitely get a bigger lump.
Wait. D, how tall are you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Ah, it's another.
Hey, they're calling her the girl.
But my boobs go together.
Danielle.
Another 10 inches if she does it.
I don't think
Steve-O could take it from the 6 foot girl.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. Hey.
Women.
What? Uh-oh, wait, Dee's getting all man and cursing now.
Dee.
What?
Look at Steve. Dee.
What's wrong with Dee?
Nothing.
You all right, Dee?
Hey, now here's the deal.
Dee's pumped because it's her job.
Not
the other girl's job.
Already streaming the footage of the pool ball?
No, I later think
they,
tonight.
Yeah, they got it on video, but we're going to put it up later.
It's got to help you guys to have, like such a great reason to come to the website and the support.
People love it.
It's insane.
Hell yeah. Well, you're helping us
out. It's insane.
And we'll link steveovideo.com through ours. Everyone's happy. We all laugh.
Yeah, everyone had a great time watching all the other
footage.
What I was saying before the break is that, like, for me to come here and say, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Like, I think that Opie and Anthony should toughen up the program for the one day that Steve-O's in town.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, hey, like, we're all, like, on these, like, three-foot-tall sort of barstool-height roller chairs.
Right, they roll
and
around.
And you guys have turned down the Opie versus Anthony roller crash derby.
A little too wacky
for us to do it.
Believe it or not, we don't do that silly radio.
I'm pleading with you
but
guys.
But we wouldn't put as much effort into it as you do.
Hey, 70,000 hits for the Tequila Stuntman would be dwarfed.
See, you know what you're doing?
Like, if you make him actually download the stream or whatever,
you're selling yourself short, Steve.
Won.
You're selling yourself short because it's not us doing it. We wouldn't give
you're
it our all.
Lying.
You're an artist when it comes
I'm
to this
I'm not selling
stuff.
Myself short because you know
you're the professional.
You
right.
guys want me to launch myself down a flight of stairs on one of these chairs.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, and we've got a pretty impressive high counter right here. I could do a rolling butt boneless on. And, like, I am actually so confident that your listeners want to hear you guys step up.
No.
That, like, it's,
no.
it, you know,
no.
let's describe it for them, too.
We're pussies.
Sitting in these 3 foot
You're just going to waste time trying to convince us.
No,
dude. Pussy, but you can't say milk.
You guys will get 140,000
hits. Pussy.
All right. Is Dee still upset with the 6 foot woman?
Yes, a little bit.
Why?
Why?
What'd she do?
I'm not saying anything. Because
the 6 foot woman's
going to
get a bigger lump.
I've been through this already once today.
What's wrong with
I'm not gonna
she's
be
beautiful.
Mean like that. I'm not gonna be mean like that.
All right, but she's just beautiful.
That's
right. And we
she's
want her
beautiful.
To do the.
She's a young girl. She's beautiful. I'm not gonna be
we
mean.
We want
like
her
that.
To do the eight
I
ball
just have
trick because she's taller.
It's a cliche. I'm not gonna be mean.
You have a problem with what?
What? Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah. What's the
Are
problem?
You sure?
This girl's beautiful.
No,
she's
I just have
tall,
a problem with women.
Blonde hair,
women,
beautiful
that's
boobs.
That's the cliche. You're not that pretty. You go. You dye your hair blonde. You go to the tanning bed about 10 times. So
I'm not fake. It's all real.
She's saying her hair is real.
That's just how I feel. Her hair is not that blonde. Give her real.
So what?
So what? Hey, they know.
Oh.
Like,
oh. Just pull it off. What's the big deal?
I do think that's what my problem is.
You know what? She's
told,
really hot.
Yeah. Truth be told, it's not like it could be anyone, and Dee's just got a big problem. Like,
well, could the hot blonde do the eight ball trick?
Yeah, let's do that real quick. This is going to be a great lump. She's like,
I would love
tall.
To
yeah.
see this.
She's
yeah.
like, the hot blonde Danielle.
I'm not mad at you, I swear.
She's at least 10 inches taller, so this will really.
Yeah.
This will really.
You guys have to talk her through how to, like, release it.
Right. Right.
I'm
off the
line. Steve-O's getting on the floor.
Her. I'm not mad. I don't care.
Don't worry, Dee. Daddy will give you your
like
medicine.
That's what my thing is.
All right, what's the hot blonde's name?
Danielle.
She's trying out for the celebrity softball game, Anthony.
My name is Danielle and her blonde hair.
Dee, relax.
All right. Let's see where it's going to fall.
There we go.
White. Where are you taking her? White.
It's not
Dee, help her out. The eight ball's not staying.
Oh, no.
What'd she say?
You're in trouble.
See, your boobs will fit together.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
All right, roll it right on his head.
Wait.
Ow!
She missed.
It's like glance. It was a glancing blow. Be quiet. Yeah. We got to be quiet and watch
it. No, Rick.
Try really hard this time, Danielle.
Rick, no. Hold up.
Rick, hold on. Can I explain something, Rick? You can't hear the sound of the eight ball falling.
Yeah, why are you holding the mic?
So just Mike's Nemo's head.
But I'm sure she's
ready. All right, there was a misfire.
Nice.
See, relax.
Oh, man. This is gonna be a master blaster.
All right, let's hear.
Ow.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, man.
What happened?
You okay?
What happened? It was Dee. It was disrespectful to Danielle.
Oh.
You were, Dee.
You were. Danielle came down here because her father told her to.
I did not do anything to her.
You wrecked the whole bit.
I said, I'm sorry. I said I didn't mean any disrespect.
Let's get Dad in here.
Before I said that.
All right, I think you wrecked the bit with Danielle, though.
Uh-oh.
Because we couldn't hear the thud on Steve-O's head.
I was sad. I was sorry before I said it.
Hey.
The way I feel.
There's the dad.
I've already got a headache from that one.
That's not my fault.
Hey, Dad,
I said it this morning. It has nothing to do with her.
Baby. Well, I'm going to roll you down the stairs in the chair.
It has nothing to do
with Steve-O, you're
her.
Mad at D, right?
Not mad. Disappointed.
He's not mad.
Disappointed,
right?
Yeah, still disappointed.
I think we're all disappointed in D at this, at this point.
Baby. Baby, quit attacking girls.
I'm not. I said it this morning. It has nothing to do with her. See exactly what I mean.
This girl's hot,
not
though, D.
Very hot. Everywhere I
didn't even share any of my snooters with D.
You could share the hotness with Danielle, right?
Yeah. Look at Danielle's legs. They're amazing.
No.
That's great. It's
long and lovely.
No one is allowed to be hot when D is in the room.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
That's right. D is the hottest. Let's all remember that. All right.
Oh, she's got the horn.
That was sweet. Like, you didn't hear that one? That was a great.
That was really a good thud, and you're going to have a great lump on that.
Danielle,
now,
thank you.
Danielle, your father is here.
Yeah.
He brought you down?
Yeah.
No, I came down.
You came down?
She wouldn't have come without her dad.
Now, you have a very attractive daughter there, sir.
Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you.
I'll say.
How old a gal are you, if you don't mind me saying? If you do, screw it.
I just drove up.
And your jersey?
Oh, that was a
Wow, teen.
I'm
19.
Wow,
you brought down your teen dad.
Young.
How about that?
Just legal tender.
Very good. And you absolutely are in as a bikini girl on our softball game.
Steve-O's digging the teen. I can tell.
You know, I'm more digging her dad for being so cool to just say, hey, let's go do this. I know that without her dad, she wouldn't be here.
Pretty cool. Well, literally.
Yeah.
You're right.
Quite literally.
All right, we got...
okay from my son, too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
We got our first cheerleader for the game, Anthony.
She was pushed into it by her... the last people you'd ever think would push her into it.
Yes.
Her brother and her dad.
Yeah.
All right.
She's got the whole Roselle Park Police Department listening.
Oh!
The dispatcher.
All right.
Man, how far is that town?
So you'll be down there, and we're looking for any other girls that want to come down and be bikini girls. Right on the field, you're going to have one of the best seats in the house to all the festivities.
Is that 8,000 people venue?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be insane.
It's going to be crazy. June 1st.
And and girls, see how easy that is? You just come down, and that's it.
Wait a second.
That's not true.
But she
did a stunt.
Coming down and dealing with what I'm dealing with from D right now.
Well,
They have it a little easier.
I'm here. That's not your fault.
But you're going to tell
that's
me every
not a normal thing. No, that's just
put up
me.
With that,
that's not a normal thing. It has nothing to do with you. That's me. That's my problem. It has nothing to do with you. 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't be here.
Show your boobs. Everyone will be happy again. See, everyone's happy again.
I don't
care.
We just got to be safe and make sure you don't pull the knife on me next time.
I don't care.
Oh.
She can say whatever she wants. She's a sexy teen.
Hold on. Dee's cursing now.
Dee's getting a little jealous.
Dee's just about reached the boiling point where the knife story is probably actually appropriate.
You got to watch with the S and F words.
Yeah, stop here. You don't care. You don't care.
Well, don't give a turd.
Right. She doesn't have a turn.
Right. Hey, these guys, I think you guys are exceptionally tolerant.
Hey, will you leave me alone?
Oh, really?
I'd have already just...
Really? We're tolerant?
And Danielle's got youth on her side. She's what, 19?
I know.
19.
Long legs and just
long
very
legs,
smart and hot. Blonde hair.
She's sticking her tongue out and going, oh.
See, I know for a fact that Dee is not mad at Danielle.
Right.
She's just mad at the idea of anyone.
The cliche, it just gets on my nerves.
Which is upsetting.
What's the cliche, though?
The cliche is a girl with, like, a normal girl who is not, like, beautiful, who is not like me, and she goes to the tanning bed, like, 10 or 12 times, then go dyes her hair blonde, and everybody thinks she's gorgeous.
Well, I happen to like natural breasts, so I'm a big fan of hers.
Wow.
She toots the one.
So basically, Dee's
you
got
a shot,
problem
Dee?
With every single person.
You
want
to grab a shot
in the world?
Pour Dee a shot.
Day.
She's been trying to pour herself one.
Give her
she's
a shot.
Poured
man.
It all over
yeah,
herself.
Yeah, is that whiskey on your pants?
Yes.
That's like the same
I'm
as like.
A bad day. I don't care.
Pouring her that
go,
shot
Dee.
Is like putting a 5-minute.
Hey, why don't you
call,
girls
like,
kiss and make
telling
up?
Telling security to come in 5 minutes. It's like pouring her.
Steve-O, can we get the girls to kiss
her
and make
dad
up?
Dad is here. Hello.
Well, just a kiss, Dad.
Hello.
No?
I think before any kissing goes on, Dee should probably apologize to Danielle.
I told her I was sorry. It's not my fault.
It is.
It's not my fault. No, it's not. I'm an honest person. It's not my fault.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, and honestly, she gets really mad at just about everyone. It's like, it's only after she's had, like, almost three beers. You know, it's such a bummer, man. How am I supposed to hang out?
People get on my nerves. It's not my fault.
How am I supposed to hang out with the chick that becomes a complete butt nut after...
I think it's time for another little trick from Steve-O.
I like Mary.
Even though they're not tricks.
Even though, man, I think that...
Steve-O.
Mary's a nice girl.
It's really about you, too.
Everyone, we got, like, what, like... 15 people in the studio.
Yeah.
Arms up for the, you know, voting for the Opie versus Anthony roller chair crash derby.
Steve.
They're saying there's another bikini girl here, but I don't see any girls.
All right,
wait.
Let's bring my lawyer. Because my next stunt is a personal roller chair crash derby versus my shady attorney. That's my next stunt, dude.
No, well, I want you to do the nose beer chug.
All right, well, I actually kind of want to do that myself. But
we're going to go to a break unless you do something.
I'll do the nose
and
check,
now,
but...
He's nice and quiet. Everyone's happy now.
Hey,
we're all
my shady attorney, like, if he doesn't do this roller crash derby with me, I'm going to say his full name.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Well, look, I need some...
Hey, let's hurry up while he just considered. Let's see that real quick, and then we'll do the commercial break, and then I'm
going
to...
I need some bizarre stunt going on.
Right.
Uh-oh.
And plus,
threw the door open and just ran out of here. She threw the door open. Steve, she's pissed, huh?
Go with the mic to the bathroom. Hold on, let's see what's going on.
Shady attorney footage.
I think she gets old.
He's shaking his head.
Does she get pissed?
Wait, Steve-O.
Dee's gone, man. What's the deal? She gets very
jealous? She gets pissed at other chicks, right?
She's just got, like, some horrible chemical imbalance where, like, you know, like, whatever, like, I'm not sure. It really is, I think, maybe like a false number of chromosomes.
A false number.
Like any time another girl is around her, freaked out.
We're trying to mic her in the bathroom because she went in there with the other Mary.
Yuck.
Another Mary.
Hey, Shady Attorney Crash Derby is on.
That's what I want to see.
I cannot sit here and...
I want to
like,
see that, or I want to see you go downstairs or something.
Downstairs, but literally, like, the Shady... You don't understand, like, for the way that this whole stevovideo.com has come about and the whole nature of the project itself, like... When I say Shady Attorney, like...
Uh-oh, here comes Dee.
Hold on.
Shady.
Hold on.
Hey, Dee.
Why?
All right, what's up with Dee?
Why can't she come with me?
Who?
I said I need permission.
For what?
What do you want to do? What does
she
everybody
wants to
want
make
to do?
Out.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just me.
You girls want to make out? Have a little fun?
Wait, she said there was a couch, and there's no couch.
A lesbian couch, but there's no couch.
Well, just sit on her lap or something.
All right, those two are making out over there.
Put a little show. There you go.
Dad is in shock, I think.
How you doing there, Dad? Yeah, holding up all right?
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Hey, Steve-O, we might need another 8-ball, I think.
You're not kidding. No. All right, so now we just found out that my shady attorney is, like, giving me the death look over here. Like,
he's not going to
go?
No.
Yeah.
Now, like, we start off the show with Espo, who, hey, man, I mean, this guy can do 10 years in prison. He weighs, what, 220? All right. He's, like, I'm not going to win the crash derby roller chair demolition versus
It's not about
the,
winning or losing.
No, it's all about losing, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, so we need a pusher.
Yeah.
Well, are we pushing him down the stairs?
No, like what I'm doing, crash derby with
We're going to get him outside and
Espo,
just...
Espo, you ready for a crash derby? All right, cool.
I think that's going to be boring.
No.
Not
I think you guys
him.
Are... You guys
are... guy is shaking his head like, that's boring, right?
No.
Otherwise, it's boring.
What makes it cool?
Well, it's a competition, fair and square. Yeah, but once you go down the stairs, there's no way to keep on the stool, and it's just standard like jumping downstairs. You know, when you've got the crash derby, you've got two people meeting head on in what right. starts as a collision and like goes on to become a crash.
So we could
and
just like maximum speed push you guys
yeah,
toward
yeah,
each
yeah.
other.
Yeah, and now the thing is, right, there's actually like an art to it. The pusher yeah. is really the person that's playing the game.
Right.
Because you've got to push a person on a 3-foot rolling stool
yeah.
into another person uh-huh. on a head on collision and hope that the person you're pushing stays up.
All right.
Well, it's only cool if one of them is Christopher Reeve.
Oh, man.
God.
If I said that, I'd be bummed. And I say a lot of dumb things.
All right, well.
So what do you want to do?
I want to do roller chair cross derby.
Well, it might work, like, outside.
I mean,
there
if you guys want
no
me to bang
carpeting.
Out a few stunts, like, we'll cruise, you know? But, like, you know, like.
What do you want? What do you want, though?
I'm thinking I want to see the nose beer thing.
All right, let's do the nose beer ball.
All right, let's do that.
Maybe we can do the crash derby, and then we do the balloon nacho.
And at some point, I want to open up the lines, find out, like, who didn't want to see the O versus A.
Well, I don't think.
A lot of people.
I'd love to be a pusher on that.
I'll tell you what. A lot of people calling in saying they're very confused right now. They don't know what the F is going on.
Yeah, like we're not confused.
All right.
We could have any sorts of aggravated felonies.
Well, Danielle's
right
going to be part of our softball game, so.
All right, here. Let me, as much as I love beer, like, I really.
Hey, Gary wants to say hi as you set up that trick. Gary!
Gary!
Yo, how you doing, guys?
All right.
Hey, listen, I'm glad you finally got that old broad to shut up so we can hear the young one talk.
Who's the old broad?
Who's the old broad?
He's gone. I want to hear that young teen talk and not the old broad.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Waves, who are you talking to?
The old one. I want the teenager to talk. You lay back and just sit there.
Shut up. You just want to start showing me.
He doesn't
That's
care what they say.
Back,
I
Let's
will
the young
smack
girl,
you
though.
Up. I will mess you up.
Huh. Yeah, okay, that's good, but I still want to hear
Shut
the young
up.
Girl talk.
You just want.
Those aren't smile marks around
you
your mouth. Those
you want, don't
be
you?
Be quiet.
Shut up.
All right, how many ounces do you think we have?
Shut up.
Good, we got a new shut up clip. All right, we got a good. Fred, what's going on?
Yeah, you're
hey, I want you guys to get control of this show and stop bargaining with these guys and get that annoying D woman off of my radio.
You're mad.
For Pete's sake, who?
Wow. Hey.
Does that slip through? I got to say, I don't like this guy on the phone, but I do agree with him.
Yeah, that didn't make the air, and I don't think D has one of those on
No,
her,
no.
On
you can't tell people to suck that.
Yeah, my man, while you're still on the phone, okay,
Fred,
I've got a beer bar.
Fred, we lost control of this show at 3:05.
3:05, the first call we took.
Yeah, and,
well, God, well, thank goodness I was stuck in work until just now,
fine.
Then.
Then be happy and leave me
alone. So you like D, right, Fred?
Not so much.
Be nice,
it's because
Fred.
He can't
man,
see her.
Seriously.
It's because you can't see her.
You know, we've thrown girls out of here that have been one-tenth as annoying, yet I wasn't saying you are. I said they were one-tenth as annoying.
Hey, Danielle over here has nothing to complain about either, though.
Yeah, Danielle's really just hot.
Sorry.
And well behaved.
All right, dude.
Sean, what's up?
For a while.
Yeah, can someone please give me a drink so she can shut the hell up?
Okay.
Oh, D.
Oh, poor D.
Hey, yeah, listen to this, bro. It's the
well,
wait.
Steve-O, hold on. I think all the callers are calling in because they realize that D's just a little bit jealous because she's not 6 foot or blonde and. No one's staring or looking at her.
I agree.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Them are aggravated felony words.
Felonious assault.
Sorry,
Theo. Ain't no sweat.
Good point. Wait, do you have a comeback for that?
What? You can see us, could you?
No, did you hear what Danielle just said about you?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a pillow and a blanket?
Don't worry, Steve. We'll get to that in a second.
Hey, man, you got me hot, dude. I'm ready for this.
All right. He's going to do the beer bong right up the nose.
How do you describe it? We got the standard, like, college dude beer bong.
Yeah.
With a thinner hose, like, on a slightly smaller scale because, like, you just can't chug beer through your nose.
No, you can't chug beer through your nose.
No, you can't even say that.
But what you're going to do is, like, jam that tube in your nose and then put the funnel up. All right, here we go. It's full. Here it goes. Watch this. He
he's drinking beer through his nose, Anthony.
Not fair.
Hold on one sec, dude.
Wow.
This isn't that easy.
No, I wouldn't think it would be. It's making your eyes tear.
He's pretty much snorting beer. And
pretty
a lot
much.
Of it. Pretty you are. You are. Of course you are.
Crying out loud, call a spade a spade. This hurts.
I bet. All right, let it rip. Here we go. Right. The rest of it.
He's chugging beer through his nose. How does that feel? What do you think?
Wow. Sounds like I'm clearing the passageway for another trip to the bathroom. Hold on.
Right, here goes with the rest of it.
He's finishing up the beer through his nose.
That is so sick.
Wow.
That's a cool
one.
That's a cool one, man.
Let me get another 6-footer.
All right, here we go. Another 6-foot drop of the 8-ball
on
to Steve's. Yeah, now make sure. Don't drop it until Rick says, has the mic in place and says okay.
And make sure you aim. Man, this Danielle is so hot.
Don't drop it yet. Did it miss again?
Yeah.
All right,
here
we
go.
Oh my God!
I gotta say, Danielle, that was the best one we've seen today.
Oh, you are such a prick. You are going to get her in such a tizzy.
I told you, give her that shot 5 minutes.
She's pushing the microphones
and
throwing stuff. She's mad at you, Opie.
That's
you don't call security, you call the shady manager.
Rick, you want to put a cap on that?
Let me ask,
end up all over.
Yeah, and let me ask Steve-O. Steve-O, is that the best word of the day so far?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
That hurt like on a cross. The span of my head. The last one was the first one that actually gave me a headache where I felt it like underneath
really
the bridge of my nose.
I'll give it to you.
Like,
oh my God.
And this one actually took over the other half of the head.
Right.
It hurt your head, didn't it?
Yeah, that was the first one that hurt his head, he's saying, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, they all hurt.
You all right, D?
I'm fine.
Danielle, very impressive.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Let's hear it for Danielle.
Now, as far as the softball game goes.
Oh, my
goes,
God. Oh,
I like.
God.
I
give
think,
me the evil eye.
Yeah, I will give you the evil eye.
She's right on the mic and yelling at Opie.
What? I just thought that was really impressive.
I think.
That's so great.
I think we should bring Steve-O to the game and do that on the middle of the field.
Oh.
What about right now?
Hey, yeah. Someone, at least,
yes, Steve-O?
I'm telling my gangster manager to.
What about what right now?
Take away her microphone.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Dude, seriously.
Okay.
I'm not going to let it bum me out, but, like, how many calls are going to get wasted that we could be fielding good calls instead of hearing get rid of Dean?
Well, we're dumping out a lot.
I want to hear calls.
Dean's really pissed off right now.
I want to. Hey, you just said. I want.
I
want to actually, like, field, like, you know, constructive calls. And instead of hearing get rid of D all night. You
all
know,
right,
like,
all right, well,
let's get some work done.
Yeah, Henry's got something to say. Henry?
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah, what's your call out? You gotta play the friggin' bumper chairs, man.
Yeah, thank you.
You gotta
very
play
very
much.
All right, we'll do
and
that.
And the other thing is, I got a perfect answer to solve D's problem.
Yeah.
Why don't you drop the 8-ball down her throat? That's shut her up.
Oh, man.
D. Hey, D, don't just. It's not going to stop like you need to. You know, I mean, honestly, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I
don't see a problem.
I have a very honest relationship with D, and I'm telling her, like, you know, like, try not to turn into a Fruit Loop on me and, like.
We have knives? Okay.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
We might as well.
We have knives? Okay.
See, put it. Okay.
I think Danielle and D have to make up, and then I think we can move
on. I want to know the knife story.
She's throwing things at Opie. Whoa, my God.
What? It's going to get worse.
D, what happened with the knife story? What the hell
was
that?
That's what I thought.
What happened?
Okay, now you remember the last time we were here.
Yeah, tonight.
Yeah? Were you going to stab Steve-O?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes? Yeah. What did he do?
So, I'll tell you what happened.
He went to sleep, and somebody, and I'm mad.
You were mad. So you grabbed a knife, and what did you do? You walked in, you were going to stab him?
I was going to kill him.
You were going to kill
him? Here's the deal, right?
Yeah. How do you ever sleep with this girl around?
I know. I'd be so scared.
See, now, like...
She's hot and all, but, man, you sleep with one eye open?
All right.
That's what the nose candy's for, so he doesn't go to sleep. It's for self-preservation.
Hey, this is what happened, right?
The first guy that does it to extend his life.
Right.
The first time I ever met D, it was like, hey, don't try this at home. Tour comes to Columbus, Ohio, you know?
Right.
And, I mean, we toured the hell out of the USA.
Yeah.
And, now, here's his show. It was pretty much capacity, like, music hall, whatever, in Columbus, Ohio. And here's D in the third row, just flashing her $4,200 boobs. And I was like, hey.
Ooh.
You need
something.
Yeah.
And I
got it.
There you go.
Another
one.
There you go.
Baby.
Ooh.
Don't even.
Yeah, it's just.
So, I mean, I'm complimenting her. Like, that's what I did when I saw it. I saw her in the third row.
Is Danielle's boobs natural?
Yes, very.
Very nice.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Another thing for D to be mad at.
Yum.
Ooh. Don't worry. Like, there's no
mad here, right?
Yeah, there's not a lot of like prerequisites for getting D mad.
All right, Kristen. Kristen, what's up? Kristen!
Yeah?
What's up, Kristen?
Hold on! We ran out of the way!
Hold on!
No,
we ran out of delay! Hold on, Kristen! Hold on!
Shut up!
Don't beat up the microphone. That's not Kristen.
Shut up! He has nothing else to say but shut up!
Anyways, bitch! What do you have to say about your friend?
I'm sorry?
No.
What do you have to say about your friend, Danielle? Danielle's your friend, right?
I feel bad that Dee's going to be just bummed about this for
Yeah,
days.
We know.
Yeah. I think
Dee's doing fine.
No, she's not.
Oh, sure.
Hold on. We're going to go to Van Halen soon.
Hold on.
Van Halen.
Hold on.
Van Halen.
Yeah. We're going to be in Van Halen territory very soon. All right, don't curse anymore.
Yeah, the F word is like, whoa.
You guys are amazingly tolerant, man.
I think D is being totally cool here. Sure. I don't see any prostitutes. She said I am.
I think D's pretty hot.
You guys are pretty good with those curse word buttons, huh?
We don't even pay attention to them anymore.
No, they take care of it down the hall.
We try to have them take care of it down the hall until we think we have to step in.
Yeah. All right, now D is calming down by making out with Joe.
Yeah,
right
well, there we go. Look at that.
There you go.
See, they're
See,
much
D
better.
D wasn't
now.
Really doing much better last time we were here.
Well.
She was more of a champ, you know? This having an adversary thing is really...
Yeah.
Not her deal, right?
Yeah, it's for the bird.
All right. All right, D, we all love you again. She's happy again. We love you again, D. What do we do, Steve? I've never been in this situation.
Yeah, I've been like.
Steve is so even keeled, though, man. Like, he's the type of guy I think would just lose his mind and go, knock it the F. But he's just like, hang out.
She's mellowing me out. Like, it's about.
Really?
Like, I should be on fire breaking all your crap.
Yeah.
I know.
But no sweat. I'll tell you the knife wielding story.
Yeah, I want to hear the knife wielding story.
Last time we were here. We were just on fire.
Yeah.
Meant really to do, you know, a bunch of...
Just know, stay up.
Yeah.
Right.
So you stayed up all night.
So we stayed up.
Partying.
And we were just absolutely... Then when, like, leaving there, it's like, what's our next thing? The 6 hours until opening at the F4. So we decided to stay up.
Right, of course. You didn't want to nap.
And that's why it was such great radio.
Yeah.
So then, now, after we left here, things started to get a little wobbly.
A little wobbly.
Right?
A little cloudy.
And we went out with this spin team, you know, like doing a spin article for me.
Yeah.
And, like, I just couldn't take it. And then at one point, like, my shady manager and I were trying to physically stuff D into a cab, like, having told the cab driver where to take her, like...
Wow, you're just like, going to pawn her off on the cab driver.
Mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what...
Ooh!
Like,
Whoa, hold on.
Ooh. See, like, when she's sober, she would be, like, saying, yeah, you know, I was out of line at that point. You know, but regardless, anyway, we went out, we did whatever. We wound up coming back to our, you know, our place we were staying at with this chick. We're going to roast a bowl with her.
Okay.
Now, when Dee was passed out for that whole episode.
Uh-oh.
You
know,
somebody told me,
We roasted. We roasted with the girl, and I figured, hey, you know, Dee's gonna wake up just so embarrassed about her behavior last night.
Yeah.
You know that literally, like, she got, I don't know how many hours of sleep. I didn't get to sleep till like.
Wait, did the other chick piss her off when she found the
wrong time? No, she never met. Oh. God bless.
Oh.
God bless. She never met the other chick.
Yeah.
But like 6 a.m, I'm sleeping on a hardwood floor.
Yeah.
Completely passed out. And I woke up. To D's shoe meeting my ribs, just kicking me in the ribs over and I wake up. I haven't even, like, I was on like what, like a pretty much like 2-3 day bender.
Yeah.
And I get like 1 hour sleep. I've got D kicking me in the ribs, and I look up, and she's just holding this random knife in her hand, saying like, "You brought another girl home last night." I was just like,
"Oh boy."
You know, I was just like, "Man," you know, verbatim like what happened, and you know, you're still a sweetheart.
Is that what happened, D?
He's lying.
Is he lying?
He's a liar.
Why did you pull a knife on
Nick?
Him?
I didn't.
Oh, you
did? Nick Dunlap actually, like,
maybe
got
occasionally
for
5 seconds.
I called in the day after
but
it
doesn't
really matter.
Oh, Nick Dunlap called
anyway,
you guys at the store.
Please drop a pool ball on my head. Please drop a knife on me.
No. Please drop a pool ball on my head is funny.
Yeah,
stabbing me is not.
Stabbing a knife on me is not.
Even Steve-O has a line.
Yeah,
but
I'm
it
not
doesn't
saying,
cross.
Like, there's, like, it,
okay.
Like once I was
can
on
we
an
try
airplane,
the knife trick though?
Yeah, once I was on an airplane, like the whole knife thing was funny as hell. But it just didn't. It didn't help.
Right.
And here we are. Like I haven't seen D since the last trip. Last time I was here, the whole knife wielding thing. It was like, all right, hey, I'm out.
Yeah, you were done.
And then it's like, all right, we got to go back to New York. And rather than come back to New York and be like, oh, what happened to that crazy girlfriend? I just decided, you know what? Like, I'm just going to make you deal with her again. You know, like, here she is. Here, not where is she? It's like,
so
here
you,
she
are,
is.
Are you still digging, D? Or
I,
or is
you
it
know,
over?
I'm never going to not dig her.
Uh-oh,
but like,
it's over.
It's over. She's a sweetheart. I'm always gonna dig her.
So,
like I'll always have a soft spot for her.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound.
It's
good.
Just this. It's just like the pitiful amounts of alcohol it takes to get her to just become intolerable.
Really?
Yeah, you guys are tolerating her far better than.
Ooh. Oh, she's
Ooh.
Throwing more stuff.
And I tell her, we have a great time. It's like, hey, let's work.
This is right after she throws something. We have a nice time. Good time.
So you're not.
I think I want to be constructive and I want to. Like,
but you're not really into her anymore.
Well,
there's
a
lot.
No. What you're trying to do is instigate some kind of real, like, furniture.
You're
like,
scared.
Oh, he's scared.
Oh,
you're
man.
Afraid of me. That's
Anyways.
Funny.
Anyway.
That was the knife wielder.
I gotcha. All right, with that, we better take a break, man. We're real late today.
All right, let's take a break. And then, you know, we're running out of time. It looks like we're just going to have to go to the...
balloon not chug.
The butt chug thing.
All right,
what's up, Steve?
Hit that commercial, dude.
Uh-oh, man.
Wait, I don't think Steve was happy. You all right?
No.
You're having a good time, right?
Oh, everyone happy?
Dude, this is so cool. Don't even sweat it.
Trust me, dude. It's, it's not really, like, a big thing. Like, I don't get bummed out, man.
This is just hanging. It's
I
cool.
just get yeah. undisclosed hotel locations.
All right. We'll take a break
all
and
right.
we'll figure
and we'll
it all out
back.
Next, okay?
Cool, man.
Good evening, ignorant pigs. Put down your crack pipes and your beer bongs and pay attention.
Well, I'm a virgin.
The Opie and Anthony Show. A 4-hour parade of meat.
Ready for WISP.
Hey, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yes. Springtime.
You got to burn away that fat. Summer coming right up, and you're going to have to get in the bathing suits. And what's going to happen? You're going to be fat. It's the one product that works, burns that fat, Stacker 2. It's the world's strongest fat burner. Natural appetite suppressants. in that stack or two. Going to crush the cravings and supercharge your energy level. No more slumps. You're losing weight. You're getting energy. The cravings have stopped. It's stack or two for that weight loss rescue. With stack or two, you eat what you want. You're just eating less of it. So you eat what you want. You're satisfied. And you lose weight. Log on to the website. Learn everything you need to know about Stack or Two at stackofthenumber2.com or call them 1-800-LIGHTLINE. I just go on reading. 1-800-LITELINE. Steve's talking. I don't care. Thousands of our listeners have proven it works. 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or stackofthenumber2.com. Or get it at GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd, CVS, Duane Reade. Plenty of other fine stores. Get on it to lose the weight. Stack or two.
This is Opie and Anthony on Philadelphia's number one rock station, 94 WISP.
All right, we had to catch up. Make up for some long radio there, Ann.
Yes.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony show, but there's a serious problem that has developed.
Well, during the commercial break, D, I guess, threw an eight ball,
at Steve-O. But it almost hit Anthony in the head.
Well, it hit the wall back here. I saw her going for it, so I, like, dodged out of the way. And then she was bodily removed from the studio.
And now Steve-O refuses to do any more radio if D's involved.
You want to have her...
Dude, the night field destroyer is fine. She just threw a freaking pool ball in my face.
All right, yeah, she likes.
This is great. Yeah, egg her on. Get her all evil. You will get the aggravated felony I've been joking about.
You, so you know it's saying? Like, yeah, because you
she
got
thinks it. It's funny. She's laughing. I'm not laughing.
You got to deal with it.
I lost all kinds of it. We could have been having lots of fun talking about stuff I enjoy.
So, all right.
Instead, we've been stuck with every freaking phone call got shot because everyone's, oh, get rid of D. I'm saying get rid of D. I've been saying get rid of D before the freaking phone call started. I'm angry. She just threw a pool ball in my face.
That was close, too.
Asked me to throw a pool ball.
Really?
All right, well, what do you want
to
do?
You know, like,
Steve-O. Hold on.
Throw a pool ball at me.
I'm glad that, like, I flew to New York to blow, like, the entire time that we had here.
With her. Well, you brought her by.
I mean, hey, overall, at the end of the day, like, that was great radio.
What is going on here?
But let's get some work done over here.
All right. I'm for that.
I've got some dumb ideas.
All right. Do you want D out or not?
I just want D to quit throwing freaking pool balls at my face.
Well, I got the eight ball, so it ain't going anywhere.
Serious. Good. It's all fun and games. We walk out here, we're going different ways. Like,
fine.
You know, it'd mellow out, all right? I remember sometimes I tell you mellow out. Like, try.
Yeah, D, you're very hot, but you're a little fruity.
I don't care.
She's a little fruity,
she's gonna
right?
She's going to care when she walks out of this building. And, like...
Yeah?
And there's nowhere to go.
Here, we're trying to say, hey, like, we want to announce to, like, the whole nation what bar we're about to go to. And, like, I'm not prepared to announce that to D right now.
Really? What do you do, D, if, like, he just ditches you, man?
Throwing pool balls in front of you guys is great. Picture, like,
but I think,
sleeping. No one's around.
All right, so should we remove D?
Nah, D can just chill where she is. She just needs to think about how fast she is going a separate way from me, and let's talk about something else.
There you go.
All right.
D, mellow out, cause you just...
Does she think? Like, she'll sit there and
she'll think about it for days after that, like, you know. Like,
D, are you going to think it
it's
over?
It's like that Bruce Willis movie, you know? Like, when the chick has, like, one drink.
All
right, hold on.
Ooh.
D.
And then the thing is, like, once the magic Fruit Loop potion wears off,
she'll
actually sit down and be bummed out about it for days. And
really?
I'm pleading with her to, like, think about it now.
Yeah, D, you're going to be all right? Why don't you sit in the corner and think about what you did wrong, and we'll move on with Steve-O, and everyone will be happy
again.
Yeah,
let's get some work done, man. Like, I'm not even in a mood for a butt chug.
Oh, no, that was like the money shot.
That's the money shot. Yeah, it's over. Yeah.
And what?
Roller chair crash derby.
And who do we blame, D?
Yeah.
No, D, we blame you.
No, blame yourselves for not providing your listeners.
We lost control of this show at 3:05 today. What is she saying? All right, can we
real
get her
quick,
out?
Lady,
all right, let's get her out of here for a while.
I mean, let her mellow out here, like.
All right,
she's only.
Look how she's looking at you, Opie.
You're throwing her out of here. You're gonna get her somewhere steamy.
Well, whatever.
Let her be here and mellow.
We don't know what to say
little.
Anymore because whatever we say, we're either pissing off Steve-O or D or both of them.
Oh, see. Now we're in it.
I'm just
you
gonna
guys
shut
asked
up.
For it though, man. Now it's like come to a like it's come. Steve,
you're here. Absolutely
like,
right.
We're not on the radio anymore.
We asked for it.
What does that look mean? Can I leave this place safely?
No.
I don't know what you can do, Sid. I think, like, you send her out of here and you force her to be somewhere outside, like,
well,
she
want...
becomes more nuclear than, like,
this
was just like...
I, really? This is contained?
This is what sucks, though.
Yeah.
See, that's
I thought
what,
that's what you...
the back door,
I
dude.
Thought that's what you wanted, so I'm like, all right, let's get Dee out of here. So now she's pissed. You don't want her out.
I want her to mellow out and, like, all right, I'll
I
do
love
the butt
the
shot, I said I would.
All right, very cool. You'll do the butt shot.
You guys, like, the only thing I can really say about you guys is that you never said you'd do the roller chair crash turn.
Right, yeah. So
even
we
though
have...
I've got a funny feeling that millions of Americans are begging for
well,
it. And
yeah.
I hope that all you listeners are calling in saying, you know what, you guys really wussed out on the roller
you
chair
You could call
crash
us faggots. But,
oh,
you know.
Man, was that all right?
Yeah.
I hate to beat you up because, like...
No, it's okay. I understand. We just never go in for the,
it's
you
just,
know...
You know what? What makes me so confident about, like, you know, saying you guys should not is how easily you guys have said, oh, time for another shunt. Oh, you know, like, puppy dog, come on, jump through the hoop.
Wow.
You know, like,
no,
and I'm feeling that, hey, I'm a performer.
Right,
like, I feel like you guys are, like, you know, maybe...
Let's just put it this way. When you're
demanding stunts, like, at
no,
a
no, no,
rate,
when you're
I thought maybe you guys should do one.
When you're ready to do something, you let us know, and we'll just sit
we'll
here.
Do the butt chug.
Because I don't know what else to do, because this girl's giving me the evil eye. Norton
hey,
looks totally
on.
Pissed off and not
happy.
Oh,
this is
Jimmy.
This is
what's wrong with Jim
man.
Norton today?
I'm fine. I'm just watching all this.
The more everyone in this room is having a bad time, the listeners are probably enjoying it.
It's kind of like I don't what do they call that thing in the old west there where it's kind of
a showdown.
It's kind of a showdown in a way.
I don't know.
I, we don't know what
you
do.
Know something. I'm enjoying
it's like
myself.
Reservoir Dogs where everyone's got a gun pointed
right.
at each other in a perfect circle.
That's what it's
don't
that's
point
exactly
the gun at my
on.
Father.
All right, maybe if D flash, maybe it'll calm everybody down.
Yeah, gee.
See,
we're crying out loud.
That won't help.
Look at Steve. He's like, for crying out loud.
Right.
Wants to, you know.
All right, Steve, what do you
talk about
do?
Stuff.
I'd like, real quick, to sell some DVDs.
Well, you know, that's open and honest,
I mean,
and that'll
like,
happen.
It's open and honest, and the truth be told, like.
Can I?
Like,
I'll do you a great service here. SteveOvideo.com.
Man. Oh, yeah.
We got the DVD the last time he was here. It was unbelievable. It was filled with things that. They're pretty much going to edit out because they want to get
yeah.
it ready for the store show.
Like going
right?
to retail, it's not like what store can we get it into. It's like what porno shop can we get it into.
No, but they're going to edit it. But the listeners have a chance to get the extreme version of this DVD if they go to SteveOvideo.com.
It's the same version I gave you guys, 4 months ago?
Right.
Yeah.
That, I
with
mean,
the, like the,
that's
the,
not what you're going to find on the
shelves.
The
Vodka IV and the skating on thin ice and...
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what'll make it to the shelves.
They better let you staple your bag to your, you know.
Oh no, never gonna happen.
No,
oh, man,
never gonna happen. So it's like, you know, I'm sure, like you can wait for the DVD to show up in stores, but you know, like you're not gonna get the full insole.
Right. You gotta go to the
so,
site.
Yeah, I did my work, man. Like
there
it's been
go.
More work sitting here with frickin' D. Like at least somebody. Okay, that was a G. That was F-U-G.
Right, right.
That was a G.
Bug.
Oh, it was
Fug.
All good. Right, it was
yeah,
a fog.
Yeah. Steve-O dot.
Right.
Video.
SteveOvideo.com.
Damn.
Yes.
Steve-O.
If I'm wasted enough, I should be like in a good mood.
Steve, do you just like
bastards?
Do you just pin her hands down and just bang the crap out? Like I can only imagine. It's probably the most intense, nastiest, like yelling, screaming
before,
F that
like,
ever goes on.
Before any circulation can get cut off by like any grip.
Yeah.
Like I'm done. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm proud to admit it. You know?
There you go.
You know, I wear this Speedo, like the cheetah print bikini.
We've seen it on that jackass.
Because I could be
course.
The fastest land mammal. The cheetah.
All I know is what you're saying
oh,
is really
yeah,
pissing off
cheetah.
G because she's trying to get in and we have locked this door.
Oh, she's
door.
Banging on the door.
Let her in. Let her in.
She'll come after you.
Should we have a call on the phone maybe outside the studio door?
You know, Steve's trying to do stuff.
I'm just chilling.
You know.
In any case, truth be told, I came here to say, look, like, this true insult is only going to really be available on SteveOvideo.com.
True
like,
insult.
I am so bummed personally
right.
at, like toning down my act. I've never really been partial to censorship,
right.
I made the DVD in the first place to serve as the ultimate nut kick,
right?
Like to the world at large, and now I have to tone it down and like kick the nuts like kind of hard.
Yeah,
I mean like it's not going to be like a boring video in the stores, but.
But if you go to SteveOvideo.com,
yeah.
you get the extreme version.
Okay.
Yeah,
which is
now,
great.
All right, we're going to do the butt chug.
Yeah, all right. Let's
then,
get down to business
yeah.
here now.
Now, how much longer? When's your guys' show end?
It pretty much ended 3 hours ago, Steve-O.
Oh, man.
Who are you blaming that on? We've been going through the motions for the last 3 hours.
We got a little while.
It's called the crazy show today. Yeah. It's okay, though. Can I take a couple calls real quick?
And not be about Dee.
You don't want to.
No, I really do. I really do.
Okay.
Want
hey, are we ready to announce the bar you're going to be at after our show? No, I.
Nick Dunlap.
Was that a bad question?
Sure, yeah, hey.
Was that a bad question? I don't know anymore.
We can announce the bar. Yeah, well, Hooters.
We're all going to Hooters after the show downstairs, right?
It's literally next door. Why not announce
that? It's downstairs. Right. It's 56 yeah. between Broadway and 7th.
Yeah, we're going to go straight there, and the cops will probably be there before any of the listeners can make
it. All right. Maybe we could head down there for a drink.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Steve-O wanted to take some calls. Let's go to Chris.
I really do.
Chris, what's up?
Oh, shit.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, thank God for syndication. I live in Maine, so I don't have to drive to Connecticut to hear you guys anymore.
Oh, cool.
You guys rock. Hey, I was just wondering, is anybody to get Dean to come back in and have Danielle drop a bowling ball on her head?
Oh, see?
Ooh. Yeah, it's you know what?
Man.
I'm with Dee. I don't know what happened here, but it's not Dee's fault, Anthony.
Of course not.
There was a huge misunderstanding, right?
Hey, yeah. Wait, what's this guy's name? Chris?
He was breaking up, so we hung up on him.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, we got Henry Rollins on the phone. Henry!
Yeah, hello, fellas. This is Henry Rollins.
Yeah.
I just want to see Steve-O. She's all yours. Hey, Dee.
That's true.
Dee.
Shut up.
Dee. Seriously, Dee.
All right, look, we're going back to Dee. This is not good.
God, you know, I was scared. My heart started pounding, and then, like, I just know Henry Rollins' voice well enough to know.
Yeah, this is not...
His spoken word stuff, like, gave that guy away as an imposter.
Henry Rollins' spoken word stuff was really
good. God, I was scared, too. I was like, whoa.
All right, listen. Steve-O, that didn't go too well.
No, the phone calls aren't going because they're all the same subject.
Yeah, there's a couple of people that say they actually like Dee, so...
Hey, is there anyone on the phone that... All right, let's just do the butt chug.
Butt chug, there you go.
Now, Steve-O, you know what? I hope he's feeling it because we don't want him leaving all upset. He's been a good friend of the show.
You're feeling this, Steve? You're feeling it?
Is he cool?
It
got a little weird, Steve-O.
It's not like I don't want to do the butt chug. I just wanted to see the O versus A roller chair crash derby.
Yeah.
And I hope all the true listeners never let that go, man.
Steve-O, they won't, Steve.
It'd be, oh, man.
Steve-O,
you'd have 200,000 hits.
How about you come up with, like, a list of things for Ann and I to do, and we'll pick one?
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Or maybe we'll have the listeners come up with something.
It was wrong.
I just wasn't feeling that one.
It was wrong to put you
guys. Well, they're going to jump out of that.
Well, we'll see. Okay, we'll check out the butt bong and...
That was
allowed,
huh?
I don't know.
Let's get more creative.
It is like the worst word ever. Sure. They hate it.
Not for Dee.
Yeah.
All right, now, how about this? How about this?
Yes.
We're going to turn...
Interesting, but I don't think that could fly.
Steve-O, I mean, you're great at these things. Watch how great Anthony is at it.
Okay, what we're going to do...
I just don't like the balloon knot. I
mean, you ever tie up a balloon and look at the knot? It kind of looks like that.
Yeah, it sort of does. Right, Dee?
You're gonna.
I want like
too much Dee. That's right. Okay.
I want this stunt properly introduced. Like.
Yeah.
All right.
He's gonna do what amounts to a funnel shot, like he did through his nose.
Standard college guy beer bong. Funnel with the hose.
The funnel with the hose.
How much smaller scale?
How much of the beer?
Ooh.
It's.
I'd be pretty happy with 3 to 4 ounces.
Really?
That it's going in my...
Right.
Yeah.
We understand. Okay. Right. I think everyone knows where it's going.
I've done this once before.
Yeah.
And I don't know like how much like my capacity might fluctuate.
Right.
That was a metaphor.
Right, I know. Yeah, like
they dumped out of that too. This will set the dump record, by the way, for the Opie and Anthony show.
For quite a while now.
I see 3 sheets today, Anthony.
I've been pretty
you've been pretty good.
Pretty user-friendly, right?
Well, of course.
Well, Dee said the F-word about 100 times. So,
You let her stay in the room, man.
Yeah. He's got a point, Opie.
I wanted her out of here.
What?
No, I mean...
Are you serious?
No.
You can't be.
I'm not.
Look, you guys wanted me to want her out of here is what you wanted.
Man, this guy's very smart. You're a smart guy, dude.
Yeah, so smart. I'm about to put.
No, but I haven't. Steve, I haven't gotten one past you.
No.
You're
no,
on to no, everything that Ant and I have been doing today. Hey, you want to do the warm up trick? One more eight ball? That's what I'm thinking.
If she's not throwing it in my face, and if it stands a chance of us at least having a truce.
This is what I'm thinking. If D does this, I think we
you
get...
Got, you
we
guys get... had to finally be sensitive for me, right?
Because I understand,
like, it
Steve,
becomes
yes,
a major safety concern when I walk out of this building.
All right, Steve-O, this is what I'm thinking. If D does one more eight-ball trick, I think yeah, we bring the whole show all the way around, and we all leave very happy.
D, can
well,
we leave happy?
We can leave happy, everybody, right?
And we'll admire her hotness for about...
D, come give me a hug and drop a pool ball.
Oh, yeah. D, go give him a hug.
I'll drop a pool ball.
And we'll all acknowledge how hot you really are.
D is all that really
other,
that hot.
And all that other stuff was just
silliness
on the radio.
She really just became antisocial on her own. Like, I didn't...
I'm not handing
you
over...
You didn't do this?
I did no, not do this.
I'm not
I
handing over
sure,
the eight ball until Steve-O says it's okay.
Oh, man. D, can
quit,
we...
I swear.
Quit what?
You quit what? Everything? Drugs?
Are you gonna
included?
Give my, are you gonna give Steve a hug?
She is not on drugs.
I'm kidding.
What?
What? What?
Maybe hey, drugs would help her out a little.
Why do you want to start a chat with me?
Wild. That was Anthony that time.
Hey.
That was Anthony.
Start with me, don't
no,
you?
No.
That was Anthony.
I'm much too smart to F with
hey,
D.
You know what? I'm not handing her any pool balls. Let's see the butt chug.
All right, butt chug, butt chug. Here we go.
You wanna... Hey, give that to my shady attorney. Wait, you're very lucky I didn't say his full name.
Steve-O, you want a substitute person to drop the eight ball?
No, I... Come on, look around, dude.
I think D can do this.
No, no, no.
I don't want her leaving mad.
Are you going to leave mad?
D, could you do
not
this for us?
Mad.
Nah, wait, we can't go from 6 feet downwards and step backwards.
Well, let's get her on a chair. Kneeling. 6.5 feet.
All right, now, like...
Now we're thinking,
now,
right?
Now we're right, like, get, jeopardizing the butt chug.
Let's get D on the counter.
I'm dumb, dude. You know,
let's get D
I'm
on
not
the
stupid.
No? All right.
You guys forfeited that a while back. But
what,
hey, I said I'm going to do the butt chug.
Okay.
Okay.
But she's on the counter and everything.
Right on, dude. Lay down.
All right, Steve-O's going to do the... the beer bong, Anthony.
I don't remember much about actually doing this.
Did we have
but
to...
I'm confident.
Are you? All right, I guess over there in the corner where we're... Okay.
All right, well, Steve-O's doing...
It's, yeah, that's all you got to know. And then he does a headstand, and he drinks it.
All right.
He chugs it.
I got one of the field mics.
Well,
all right. Okay.
Let me just apologize to my dick.
Be very creative with the microphone there, Rick.
Yeah, because...
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I can't even see from my vantage point. I'm way back here.
He's getting ready, Anthony.
Okay.
It's in.
I know, Jesus.
All right. And now, okay, he's going up. He's up. And the beer is being poured.
Ooh. Oh, your shady attorney screwed up the whole thing, man.
That's it. That's all he can take.
Oh, my God. It's erupting, Anthony, like a volcano.
Okay.
This is so wrong.
And, all right, all the beer is gone. All the beer is gone out of the funnel, dude. I think there's just foam left.
Yeah. All right, what is he doing? Don't say
now he's just kind of doing a headstand type.
All right, what is he?
All right, he's holding something.
All right, he's holding.
He's standing up now.
He's holding.
But where does the chug part come in?
Hold on.
Here it comes. Dude, we got to clean this off, you idiot.
Wow. It's like a German porno.
Where's it going?
All over the car.
Ah!
What the F, dude?
Wow.
Holy Jesus.
Can we put some newspaper down?
Whoa!
All right, well, Very nice.
Bravo.
There you go. I don't know what made the air there.
Well, there's video, and there you go.
I figured out what he was doing there, Ann. He was chugging the beer with another part of his body.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was impressive.
That's pretty impressive there.
What?
What's that, Steve?
I didn't know. Like, what the chances are of reenacting that stunt?
Right.
But having just reenacted.
Yeah.
I could. I'm not a natural anymore.
Really?
Like, beginner's luck is no longer
part of the thing.
How did you feel it went?
Let's see. I think that I undeniably.
I'm looking at the video now because I had a bad vantage point. It looked like a beer tap at a bar.
Know what it looked like?
Holy Jesus.
If a homeless guy with no teeth was chugging a beer.
God.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good there, Steve.
It's not about, drinking.
I know. Get on mic so people can hear you.
I still haven't really figured out that stuff.
See, I understand because I thought it was about drinking.
It's not about drinking, but it's drinking it with the
right.
Everyone knows that part. We know.
I don't know is that I applied my clenching skills.
Clenching. Yeah.
And the leg kicking.
Leg kicking and clenching.
That's where we imbibe.
Yeah, imbibe. Look at him. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's where...
All right.
That's gross, you said?
So, hey, man, you guys, like...
That was good.
You guys, like...
I hope you had
fun. You beat me up. You put my life in danger.
Yeah.
You didn't do the roller crash derby.
No.
But once again, great. And yeah, we had a great time.
But it was a lot of fun.
Poor listeners.
And Steve-O's going to be at Hooters right after the show.
Right after they leave.
Are you guys going to join me?
We'll come down.
You know what, dude? I think we got a couple more beers. Like, let me knock them out with you.
All right.
We'll come down.
Because I'd rather be hitting your bathroom than, the Hooters bathroom. So, let's crank. Whatever happened to Van Halen, man? I never heard it.
We might have heard it.
Can I get some Zeppelin, dude? No. Wait, no. Hold on. I'm sorry.
What does D want to hear? I just want everyone to go home happy.
Are you happy, D?
No.
Oh, man. Do you have black flag?
I love black flag.
How'd you like the butt chug?
Was that impressive.
It's pretty good.
Come on.
That was.
Is that term, though, wrong? The butt chug?
No.
Butt chug's legal?
I think that's what it was.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was nothing short of full. On that playback, I'm thinking
Yeah.
Right. Like, just that last squirt was, 2 hours.
Who do I give the 8-ball back to?
Yeah, give the 8-ball back to.
The shady lawyer.
Yeah?
And we should give props to the gangster manager for, pouring.
He poured his skills, His pouring skills were really good. Although, I think he was pouring a little too fast for your liking.
Hey, Steve-O.
Is that what I saw?
A lot of people want to ask when the movie's coming out, the Jackass movie.
The Jackass movie, it's tentative August 9th.
Right.
And
they're not going to puss out, though, are they?
Is Hollywood
going to get a hold
edited.
Of the Jackass movie? They're going to get a hold of it and PC
they,
it, right?
You're thinking MPAA is going to just shut down everything. I think that everyone's got, a pretty good idea of, what standards are, in the general motion picture. And I think that, it's pretty straightforward, But I think we've got the most... idiotic loopholes that just...
I think I'm close to getting my ass kicked.
I think almost everything in the movie is something that they're going to probably have to make new laws over, but...
All right.
I don't know.
Well, thank you, D, the star of the show today.
Well, yeah, what a great...
From steveovideo.com.
Great job.
Last chance to get the extreme version of his DVD before they clean it up in the stores. So. Mm-hmm.
You can go to the movie theaters and check out the movie and
see for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
I still think it's
like, if I would have said, hey, let me refilm this thing I did in my DVD for the movie, wouldn't really happen.
All right. We're going to take a break and play. What do we learn next, Steve-O, if you want to
hang out? We learned www.steveovideo.com.
Steveovideo.com.
I like the way I'm just...
Raunchy audio.
Bark like a dog for me.
Spankable video.
I got my thing in my hand here.
Yes!
All the best parts of the Opie and Anthony Show end up on foundrymusic.com.
Hey, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yes. Springtime. Springtime. You got to burn away that fat. Summer coming right up, and you're going to have to get in the bathing suits. And what's going to happen? You're going to be fat. It's the one product that works, burns that fat, Stacker 2. It's the world's strongest fat burner. Natural appetite suppressants in that Stacker 2. Going to crush the cravings and supercharge your energy level. No more slumps. You're losing weight. You're getting energy. The cravings have stopped. It's Stacker 2 for that weight loss rescue. With Stacker 2, you eat what you want. You're just eating less of it. So you eat what you want. You're satisfied. And you lose weight. Log on to the website. Learn everything you need to know about Stacker 2 at stackerthenumber2.com or call them 1-800-LIGHTLINE. I just go on reading. 1-800-LITELINE. Steve's talking. I don't care. Thousands of our listeners have proven it works. 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or stackerthenumber2.com. Or get it at GNC, Rite Aid, Eckert, CVS, Duane Reade. Plenty of other fine stores. Get on it to lose the weight. Stacker 2.
Hey, it's Opie and Anthony. Where are you going? Cousin Ed rocks next.
On 94 WYSP.
Hey, it's Opie and Anthony.
Only on 94
WYSP. Yeah, this is the Opie and Anthony Show. What a mess of a show. Well, it seems like everyone is happy as we head towards 7 o'clock.
I hope everyone is happy, yes.
Dee seems very happy. Right, Dee? Let's go around the room. I'm very happy. Anthony, you happy?
I'm ecstatic.
Jim Norton, very happy? Steve-O, very happy?
I think we're on the way to a good night of partying at Hooters.
All right, cool, man. Good. And yeah, Dee, are you happy?
Dee, it's good.
Everything's good, right?
It's good.
It tastes good.
Dee, no one's mad about anything.
No. We've had a great time here,
and we just don't want any more problems.
We don't want to hear anything tomorrow that you pulled out a knife or anything.
Yes.
Okay. No knives tonight.
No trying to kill anybody.
We all had some fun today. We learned a lot. We saw Steve-O take 5 shots to the head with an 8-ball. Right?
The butt chug was the showstopper.
Good. That was amazing.
The nose chug was good. These booms were great.
You know what the true moral of the day was, though?
What's that, Steve?
It tastes good. This absolute travesty.
Yes.
That's going on.
With the circumcision.
With the circumcision.
Wow, you know something? That was a good point. Well,
I'm circumcised. Myself. I guess it's safe to say
I don't think that's a secret for many people in the nation.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. The people who did get the DVD.
Right, they would know that without you saying a word.
Once this DVD goes retail, though, it's going to be tough to even know that simple fact.
Right,
yeah.
See?
And steveovideo.com is where you need to go to get the extreme version of his DVD.
There you go.
They're going to clean it up for the PC world and throw it in the
store. I'm not sure how it's going
to
work.
It'll probably still be pretty cool, but, I mean, you know, you go to steveovideo.com, you get the extreme version.
Yeah. You want the extreme version.
And it's never going to say. I would like the retail version to say the wussy version. Because the extreme version, that's the normal version.
How would they sell that, right? All right, now you sell the wussy version.
I am circumcised.
Congrats.
And, how much of my personal problems really came from that simple fact?
You never know. And you'll never know.
Let's not enter infants in the world, just.
So you're blaming it all on circumcision?
Yeah, it's just like...
No one in the Middle East is circumcised.
Look at how they behave.
Like animals.
Without naming names or bringing up, like, any can of worms, it's just that people claiming to be of the position in society that does this sausage slicing routine have voiced some kind of problem with what I do to society. You know? I personally think that I make a lot of people's days better when they get home.
There you go.
A rough day they didn't enjoy.
And
maybe.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, not slicing.
Right.
infants.
Well, I'm looking at so many What Did We Learn, Zopie.
Yeah.
It was probably one of the single most educational days we've ever had on this show.
Now, let me ask you this.
We have two more girls that want to be part of the celebrity softball game to do the bikini thing.
Do we?
You guys need to start stepping up the initiation process.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think, Danielle, she earned her place.
Yeah, Danielle was okay. Yeah, she was okay, right, Dee? I'm with Dee now.
Dee is a sweetheart.
Yeah, see, yeah, look
dude,
at that.
She was hot, man. Tall and blonde. I loved her.
No.
But it's not anything, Danielle.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you want to bring the other girls in then, real quick?
Yeah.
I thought you said girls.
Let's,
I mean, here they come.
Oh, Jesus.
You could bring in...
Oh, boy, I hope we have better luck tomorrow.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
I mean, here they go.
Here you go.
You can bring
there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Dee would have, outrageous insults for Mrs. Doubtfire at this point.
All right, let's ask, you know what, let's have Dee look over the girls. And Dee, what do you think? Should these girls be in bikinis
think,
at our softball game?
Dee, what do you think? You think the girls would be good for our softball game?
Get on mic, Dee.
No.
Why?
Why?
Hey, anybody got a light, man?
Okay, fine.
Okay? Fine. Ladies, that's very nice. And what's your name?
Mary.
Yes.
Hello, Mary.
And what's your name?
Mary's cute. She's got a nice butt.
Too bad the ultimate team
Wendy.
Captain's holding the microphone.
And Wendy? Mary, were you just, choking her?
Mary's my friend. Whatever.
Yeah.
You're just a punch. You're just afraid.
Ooh. Who's afraid? Everyone's happy. Hey. I thought we...
Look at Steve through his hands and went, hey.
I thought we solved everything with Steve-O and
everyone
you.
Happy?
Everyone's happy.
And you want those great... you're pretty much going to be on the field for the game.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty cool deal. And you get to participate in some of the giveaways that we're doing. And you be in a bikini on the field.
So what do you think, Steve-O? Yeah. They make the cut?
Personally,
Yeah.
Rather than evaluate them for their appearance, I'm more interested in initiative. You know?
Initiative,
some sort of like a,
some
hey,
kind
you know?
Of gumption.
You know, it doesn't have to be a dangerous stunt or a really humiliating act. Just something that shows a little creativity. That some thought was put into what it means to be on the softball team.
Oh, I hear you.
What does Mary want to do?
I want to play the bagpipes. I play.
You can play the bagpipes?
Can
you play them like Steve can drink a beer?
No, I can't, but I can chug it, play, and then burp.
Steve, the bag and the pipe. Right.
She's welcome to play both. Yeah.
All right, what does everyone think?
What hole will you
absolutely.
Play them out of?
Oh, Jesus.
All right, I'm going to start the what do we learn process.
I think absolutely. Both of you, thumbs up. Great job.
Yeah.
And, what?
How many beers did you drink?
What?
Chase, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Chase, what's going on?
These two people are getting assaulted when we leave the building.
It's going to be nice.
Chase.
Yeah.
Help us out, man.
All right.
Give us something.
I've learned that it's not gay if you don't push back.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
You Will Norton.
The word that Jimmy Norton said today.
If you're giggling the whole time, you are not gay.
let's go to Chris.
Anyway, doesn't count.
Chris, don't worry, Dee. Everyone's
plus,
paying attention
they blur
to
it
Chris, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I learned our garrison is a moronic garrison.
Yes. There you go.
And eatabullet.com is now the thirdwheel.com. Hey, Ann, how was the anniversary party?
Wow.
Woo!
Wow.
See, I cut my vacation short for that.
I forgot.
Later, 19. Guys.
All right.
Wow.
Wow. Let's go to Bobby Bigrigger. Bobby!
Hey, guys. I learned the most embarrassing lesson today, and that is Opie loves the D.
Yeah, you did say, I love the D.
I love the D. She's right there.
I ain't talking about that D, buddy.
Hey, he wasn't afraid of the butt chug.
That's right. Hey,
no,
Steve-O.
I was very afraid of the butt chug.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, he's going to get you. Okay.
No. What are you talking about? Don't kill him, dude. Look,
he hung up.
No, that's part
of it. Look at Jim. Hey, what did he do?
What a dick, Jim. Just because you had a miserable time.
Are you allowed
today.
To say that?
Adam, what's up?
Really hey, what's going on?
Hey. Isn't that amazing?
Today I learned there's more than one way to get a bump out of an 8-ball.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I also learned it wasn't A or B today. It was D, B, and a C.
Nice.
Oh, wow. That guy should be the umpire.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was good, but I think they dumped out because I think she said F you.
I said okay.
No, D. You actually, like, probably got the highest ratings these guys.
Yeah, you've done a great job, D.
And I'm happy about that.
I like how it went. Like, D worked herself up. She peeked out at really going crazy and throwing your eight ball. But then it went back down and you're mellow now.
That guy was good. I think he might have had a few bumps.
And see, the reality is that...
your eight ball, Frank.
The reality is you did the eight ball thing better than anyone today. And, you know, we got to give that to her today.
There you go.
The pinpoint accuracy is just amazing.
See, it looked easy until the other girl tried to do it.
She calls her lump. Like Babe Ruth, right?
Right.
And she points to the lump.
And all those brain cells had to concentrate at the same time. It's not an easy feat, right? Yeah, of course. Sean, what's up?
Hey, boys.
Hey.
I learned that Opie's son is Anthony's daughter's unborn child's father.
Wow. This guy is not drinking nearly enough, man. That's too much.
Oh, God. Mike caught me on this one. Go ahead, Mike.
I was making a cruel joke
Opie.
On there.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, I learned on the show today that circumcision is traumatic. Hey,
Steve-O. Circumcision is a crime.
Traumatic.
Yeah.
Oh,
he hung
man.
Up on you.
Oh, wow, that was good.
That's what they do.
That was a drag.
Yeah, it's like the nerdy radio joke.
Yeah.
Right. See, you got it.
All right. I think we're
it's
just
like, for lack of anything better to say, let me just try and be witty by, like, just bowing out completely.
And they hang up. That's exactly.
Hey, but you guys did that to me when I called in and you're in Philly.
Yeah.
Hey, it didn't hurt my feelings.
No.
Like, you remember that.
It's kind of fun. You sit there, you look at the phone, and you go, ah.
I didn't feel like I was, like, really, you know.
Anthony Enigma writes from Boston, today I learned that holding a microphone up to a pool ball in mid-flight is pointless.
Pointless.
And we have video of Rick doing that. Yes, we do.
Yeah, the pole needs to deal with just increments of the eight ball. Right. Not the whole eight
ball.
Thank
you, Rick.
Let's hear it for our cheerleaders for stopping by today.
Yes. Bravo, girls.
And these two.
Thank you, girls. I hear you, Opie. You're so terrible.
Hey.
And
you're a terrible man, Opie.
What? What did I do today?
You're awful. All
also, right. Let's consider the fact that Opie and Anthony, since I was here, 4 months ago, have taken on, five new
cities?
The cities are piling up.
We are gradually, now, your paychecks increase with each new market.
We don't see it.
I don't know.
Maybe my agent sees it.
There you go. I never even had an agent.
Hey, you should get one of those.
You know? Keep the shady lawyer. No, forget it, though. You guys are blowing up.
You're gradually creeping. Yeah.
You're gradually creeping across the nation.
That's our goal, is to just completely corrupt the nation.
When people come up to me in airports and they're like, dude, I heard you on Opie and Anthony. It was insane.
And it usually is. And believe me, you will get that again. From this performance on this program today.
I'll tell you one other thing.
Here we go.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen, like, with my travel plans in the future. But I'll be back.
Don't kill yourself.
I've been dumb for a long time.
Yeah, don't do that.
Keep it safe though, Steve-O, because we really do like you. We had a lot of fun today. It's steveovideo.com. Your last chance to get the extreme version of the DVD, Anthony, F it up for the store.
I'm going to find some way to keep the really gnarly footage alive, because that's what I'm about.
And we're going to have a link to our website, foundrymusic.com. We're going to have video of a lot of the crazy things that happened today.
Minus the shopping cart shebang.
Yeah, I know. Next time. And let's make sure everyone knows that Dee is really hot.
There you go.
You don't want her leaving pissed off.
If it wasn't for Dee being on fire like that, you guys would have some serious technological equipment needing repair.
Wow.
She took a beating and she came back strong in the end, and everyone is happy that Dee is okay with herself.
If there's a man that doesn't think Dee is hot, let that faggot hold up his hand now.
And if there's anybody, as far as opening it up to the entire nation, hey, we're going to be at Hooters.
Hooters, we're all going 56. Downstairs.
Right downstairs.
Between Broadway and 7.
Yeah. You know, there's not many criminals roaming out there that I'm more afraid of. So just come on down.
All right, it's Hooters right now, 56 between Broadway and 7th Avenue.
Right. Yeah, my challenge is to stay as long as possible.
Okay.
Oh, that's a challenge.
You guys, let's hear it for Steve-O.
Hey, thank you, everyone.
And tomorrow we'll start our week of radio, Anthony.
As far as the butt chug, I just wanted to say I genuinely do apologize to my father.
All right. Goodness.
Oh, really?
Ben's
going crazy. We got to get out of here, man.
All right. Hey, everybody, thank you.
Very
America,
cool.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Peace.